War Room. Infowars.com/show.
Air reeling and a rocking. What a crazy sound. And they never stop rocking.
We have a Jedi that represents the press secretary, and that is Sarah Huckabee Sanders. Here she is showing the media, giving them the what for their harsh treatment of President Trump.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon. As I'm sure you all just saw, the House of Representatives voted for final passage on the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act. That brings us one step closer to the president making good on his promise to deliver tax cuts for Christmas. We are looking forward to the Senate vote later this evening, and the president will be monitoring these developments throughout the day. As December winds down, I thought this would be a perfect opportunity to look back at what has been, by any measure, a historic year. Nearly 1.7 million new jobs have been created, and the unemployment rate has fallen to 4.1%, the lowest rate in 17 years. The stock market reached a record high more than 60 times and closed above 24,000 for the first time in history. We've rolled back 22 regulations for every one new regulation, saving taxpayers over $8 billion and liberating America's economy from the grip of bloated government. We've withdrawn from or began renegotiating the trade deals that once threatened to destroy American industry and shipped our jobs around the world. We finally set up our nation on a path to not only energy independence, but energy dominance. We approved the Keystone XL and Dakota Access pipelines, directed the EPA to end the job-killing war on coal, and upon the tax bill's passage, we'll have opened up ANWR to responsible energy exploration. The president has protected America's communities. We've seen the lowest level of illegal border crossings on record. We ended the Obama administration's dangerous catch-and-release policies, restoring law and order both on the border and in the interior. And we've designed and built 8 wall prototypes for the border wall. We've taken unprecedented steps to tackle America's opioids epidemic by directing the declaration of a nationwide public health emergency, and we promoted peace through strength. Under the president's leadership, ISIS has lost nearly all of its territory and its most important strongholds in Iraq and Syria. We've restored old alliances, forged new ones, begun rebuilding our military, and made it clear to the world that there is no greater ally, no more fearsome adversary than the United States of America. We've reshaped the American judiciary for generations. Justice Gorsuch was confirmed to the Supreme Court, and 22 judges have been confirmed, including a record-setting 12 circuit judges. We protected life by reinstating and expanding the Mexico City policy that protects $9 billion in U.S. taxpayer dollars from being used to fund abortion. And this evening, hopefully upon passage of the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act, the president will have delivered the most significant tax cut in the history of the nation and repealed the Obamacare individual mandate. The president has delivered on promise after promise, issue after issue, time after time, and we're just getting started. As some of you may have seen yesterday, Disney World debuted its animatronic President Trump for its famed Hall of Presidents. In the president's remarks for the exhibit, which he recorded here at the White House earlier this year, he said, "From the beginning, America has been a nation defined by its people. It's why our founders began our great Constitution with 3 very simple words, we the people." In the coming days, political analysts will write and the talking heads will discuss what this year means, what it means for the president, what it means for the Republican and Democrat parties, and for the never-ending political theater in Washington, D.C. But I would encourage everyone to take a step outside of the Beltway bubble and consider what this year means for the American people. To the forgotten men and women around our country, you are forgotten no more. This president is with you 100%, and as this year has already proven, he will never let you down. And with that,
wow.
I will take your
There question. Is the alleged Russian agent Trump just making the American economy boom, making the stock market boom, returning our sovereignty, strengthening our borders, strengthening our military, making its people rich again. Ah, he's so bad. Oh, my gosh, Trump, we need to do something about him. Oh, my gosh. And if he gets these tax cuts, which may not be perfect, but will be part of his agenda, just imagine the top hat on his year of accomplishments with that tax cut. Wow, it's unbelievable.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high-quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra-pure, deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
Is the War Room.
Welcome into the War Room. It is Thursday, December 14th, 2017. Merry Christmas from everyone here at InfoWars. And you just heard the report from John Bowne talking about how on the Hill yesterday during Rosenstein's testimony, anything that was left of the Russian collusion special counsel probe has pretty much been burned to the ground and exposed. But it actually gets one level better as I'm going to take us back in time a year ago, and we're going to look at Trump's statements about this a year ago, how the media reacted, saying Trump was wrong, but was he? We're going to review that in a second. But just real quick, we've got a loaded show today. Paul Nehlen is going to be joining us in the first hour to discuss the rumors that Paul Ryan is going to be resigning and stepping down his office. And that sets it up for Paul Nehlen perhaps to come in there and not have to drain the swamp of Ryan if he's going to drain the swamp of himself. Roger Stone is going to be here in the second hour, obviously breaking down the latest in the White House intrigue and such. Darren McBreen comes in studio in the third hour to talk Russian collusion and how liberalism is destroying, well, their own culture, really. They're just pushing people away from their own cultures. And then Leanne McAdoo in the final segment. And we'll talk with her about what happened today in the FCC where a meeting had a bomb threat and they had to shut down the meeting momentarily. Of course, Ajit Pai, who was running the meeting, has received death threats on Twitter as well. But that's okay, so far, according to Twitter. But now, let me get into this. So what I did, and I actually like to do this occasionally because it can give you some perspective. You just go back a year in time or 2 years and you try to get a lay of the land. Specifically with this, I wanted to see what was being said and what Trump was saying about the Russian collusion narrative a year ago before he even took office when they were first really trying to brew this thing up. Now, we discussed yesterday with callers some of the interesting timing with the Orr family and Christopher Steele and communications and these new text messages from Peter Strzok Stroke that have been revealed now as well. And so that kind of sheds a little light. But let's go back in time to a year ago. First, we'll start actually more than a year ago. And this aligns up with the timing of the text messages and then what the caller was saying yesterday about how they were kind of fomenting this whole thing back in April and May, getting the communication and everything ready. And that's what the text messages would reveal too. So here we go. This is from Politico, August 17th, 2016. And this is when it really started to begin. Trump says, I don't trust U.S. intelligence information. Now, this story was basically about Mike Flynn and why he wants Mike Flynn on his team and why he's bringing Mike Flynn over. Now, they put that headline on there because this is the first time when they're trying to get a reaction out of Trump about the intelligence agencies so that when they make the claim, they can go back and say, well, why did you trust them then and not now? No, can't trump the Trumpster. he was rock solid the entire time, as far back as last August, saying, "I don't trust the U.S. intelligence information." Okay. This is December 10th, 2016. It starts to get more interesting. From Politico: Trump's derision dismays intelligence specialists. I'm going to read exactly from these stories. Intelligence and foreign policy specialists were aghast Saturday at President-elect Donald Trump's latest disparagement of the intelligence community and perturbed by the Republican National Committee's accusation that the intelligence officials are hawking politically motivated narratives. Oh, so it's not politically motivated. How dare you make that assumption? And then we find out it is. The condemnation came after Trump's transition team and the RNC rejected news reports posted Friday night that the CIA and other intelligence agencies had determined in a secret assessment, that the Russian government had interfered in this year's election specifically to elect Trump. Now, here we are a year later, and they still haven't proven that. And then you have John Cohen, who served in the intelligence agencies under Bush and Obama, says this does not bode well for the future. Well, yeah, if you're a Bushite and Obamaite, I guess not. I go on. The reactions came, and this is how they do it, folks. The reactions came a whirlwind 12 hours that started when the Washington Post, the fake news Washington Post, first reported on the CIA secret meeting. Then the failing New York Times followed up with a piece reporting that intelligence officials had concluded, quote, with high confidence, leaves them an out there, that the Russians had also hacked the RNC's computer systems, but had intentionally withheld any pilfered information. Oh, in an unsigned late night press release, the Trump transition team blasted both findings, saying these are the same people that said Saddam Hussein had weapons of mass destruction. Ooh, ouch. So they were wrong about that. They couldn't be wrong about the Russian thing, though, right? Even Sean Spicer hits back. The RNC's chief strategist and communications director at the time admonished the Times for what he said was simply false reporting and insisted the RNC had not been hacked. And then he says, quote, it didn't happen. We offered the New York Times conclusive proof that it didn't happen. They refused to look at it. They ignored it because it didn't fit the narrative. Wait a second. So the RNC actually offered to give over their computers to prove they weren't hacked. We're still waiting for the DNC to give that information over. Oh, that's right. They're not. So the RNC offered the proof. The DNC is still yet to offer the proof. Spicer then accused intelligence officials of pushing the story for political purposes. Oh, how outrageous. How dare Spicer said that? Oh, wait. Now we found out it's right. I quote Spicer, I believe that there are people within these agencies that are upset with the election and are pushing a personal agenda. Wow, and Sean Spicer was 100% right. Lawmakers, same story still, lawmakers are pushing for such a commission as well, calling on the White House to turn over its eventual, they're just assuming these things, eventual findings from a just announced review of election-related hacking so Congress can conduct its own probe. So, see, you read that story now, and how dumb does Politico look? It gets better. The next day, December 11th, 2016, Trump says, I don't need daily briefings. President-elect Donald Trump said he does not need to receive the presidential intelligence briefing every day, suggesting in an interview aired Sunday that such briefings are repetitive and he is happy to rely on those around him on matters of intelligence and national security. Now, they try to spin that and tell you that Trump is dumb and ignorant because he's not taking these intelligence reports. No, he was simply saying that I'm getting these reports. I don't need them eight times a day, the same report. But then this is the juiciest of the juicies. Same story from Politico, December 11th, 2016, just a year ago. Trump has been critical of the U.S. intelligence community, both as a presidential candidate and as president-elect. What did I say? He's been rock solid on this, just like everything else. The real estate mogul has called ridiculous reports that the intelligence community had come to a consensus that the Russian government had launched cyber attacks during the election process intended to help install him as president. He told Wallace that he does not believe the intelligence community's assessment, drumroll please, instead suggesting that it might be a politically motivated attack against him by Democrats. Wow. That, folks, was December 11th, 2016. Spicer said it. Trump said it. Word for word, this is a Democrat attack It's fake news. Here's our servers. The DNC won't show you theirs. This is totally convoluted and a political hit job because they don't like the results. Trump said it. Spicer said it. And this is so key. Trump said it. I'll repeat it again. This is from December 11th, 2016. Trump told Wallace he does not believe the intelligence community's assessment, instead suggesting that it might be a politically motivated attack against him by Democrats. And now here we are a year later, and the president was 110,000% accurate. This is December 12th, 2016, the day after that. Trump versus Congress on Russian hacking. It talks about how all of these senators, John McCain, Lindsey Graham, Chuck Schumer, they need an investigation into this without allowing it to become a partisan issue. Without. So will they now come out and say something, McCain, Graham, Schumer, that this is clearly a partisan and biased probe into Trump? We're waiting. Trump was right over a year ago. The rest are still wrong.
2017 has been a earth-shaking year. And 2018, guaranteed, is even going to be wilder. In fact, my good friend Stefan Molyneux said it's going to be like the Battle of the Gods, Ragnarok. So get ready, ladies and gentlemen. And that's why, thanking you for all your support, we are extending free shipping store-wide at InfoWarsStore.com into early January and the massive 50 to 67% off all our best-selling items. So ladies and gentlemen, whether it's colloidal silver or Brain Force or Myco ZX or Floralife, they're now back in stock. They're all massively discounted with free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com. Take advantage of it right through the new year in a salute to the InfoWarriors and into a thanks to all of you that have made this operation possible. From myself, the entire InfoWars crew, thank you for your support. Thank you for bringing America back from the edge of death. And thank you for standing against the globalists and their bullying garbage. I am very proud to announce the introduction of the highest quality InfoWars Biome Defense Probiotic. We wanted to come out with the largest spectrum of high quality known probiotics that have been proven to improve overall digestion and health and detoxification in the body. Biome Defense is an exclusive blend of 50 billion live and active cultures from over 23 different probiotic strains that are known to support digestion and intestinal function. Our researchers are confident that we have been able to develop what will be the leading probiotic on the market. Secure your Biome Defense in ultra strength or regular strength at InfoWarsLife.com today and get started supporting your digestive system naturally. We've been testing this formula for years, but this is the limited first run to the public, so please take advantage of it today. Support your own health and support the InfoWar. Mike in Arizona, you're on the air worldwide. Go ahead.
Oh, Alex, you can rant any day of the week. Thank you, sir, for doing what you do and being a patriot and doing your best to save America and encouraging us as fellow patriots to do that in our local areas as well. And as a longtime InfoWars listener, I want to say thanks for the awesome Brain Force Anthroplex. My girlfriend would like to say thanks for the Anthroplex, too.
Thank you.
I use the BioTrue Selenium, the Super Blue toothpaste. For you folks who aren't big, normal toothpaste fans, the Super Blue is awesome. And thank you so much, Alex, for the InfoWars Life products. They are quality. I can't wait to get some more. And thank you so much for doing that for us to keep us healthy.
Absolutely.
Because then we could all, as educated patriots, help our other countrymen and women understand that there's a bigger problems going on, and if we can get our houses in order and be good to each other and ourselves, we can take our country back.
Proper B vitamin intake is essential to keep the body functioning at optimum levels. Optimum levels. With our modern diets, it can be hard to get the recommended amount of B vitamins we need every day. Optimum levels. B vitamins we need every day. Secret 12 combines two bioactive forms of vitamin B12 for optimal absorption. Optimal absorption. Being deficient in B vitamins can cause fatigue, depression, poor memory, and lethargy. Secret 12. Optimal absorption. B vitamins help the body convert food into energy by supporting your intercellular processes. B vitamins are also essential for the optimal functioning of the brain and nervous system. Optimum levels. Secret 12 is an easy way to increase your vitamin B12 intake. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and support optimal brain and body function with Secret 12. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
I've just got stacks of news here. We're going to try to get to all of it by the end of the show, but we just have a loaded broadcast today. Paul Nehlen is going to join us in the next segment. We're going to be talking about the reports that Paul Ryan is going to be stepping aside come 2018, as well as the terms of service of Twitter, which they're about to change and probably just honestly purge everyone off Twitter. They're saying that that was set to happen December 18th. That was the rumor. We'll see if that's the case. Honestly, there's just all kinds of news. Bitcoin stuff. I mean, it's all insane. Christmas is right around the corner. And then on top of that, I'll just say, I think the storm is probably on the horizon right about New Year's. You're going to start seeing the signs. In fact, to be honest, you're already seeing where this is about to go, folks. You're already seeing where this is about to go. And based on what we just saw in Alabama, let's just say they can't let that happen during the midterms. Now, I'm just going to somehow have to keep my blinders on here and just stay focused on this news. So I just broke down on the last segment. So now we know everything with this Russian whole collusion thing. We now know of the DOJ colluding with the FBI. That's the Oars colluding with Comey, colluding with the Obama administration. That's the Oars visiting the White House. Colluding with Christopher Steele, that's, again, the Oars meeting with Christopher Steele. And then you've got Glenn Simpson of Fusion GPS, again, meeting with the Oars, and in fact, one of the Oars working there. So the Oars in the DOJ were essentially your conduit for the FBI Comey, the White House Obama, Fusion GPS Glenn Simpson, and Christopher Steele, the former agent from England. So there you go. And then what do we find out about Peter Stroke, who was in charge of these investigations, as well as the Hillary investigations? He worked with James Comey to change the phrasing on the Hillary investigation so that it wasn't illegal and that she couldn't be punished and charged. He was the one in charge of investigating Hillary Clinton. Then it comes out, we find in these text messages, he was a total shill for Hillary, total Trump hater. And beyond that, and again, here comes the FBI with Andy McCabe, was having meetings with Andy McCabe and his mistress, which nobody seems to care about that all of a sudden. Every other sexual assault mistresses, you know, that, but this guy's mistress, nobody talks about that. Okay, whatever. He's telling her how he hates Trump. Trump shouldn't get one vote. But the key is they need to have the insurance plan in case Trump wins. So the Russian collusion, delusion, fake dossier, fake probe, fake commission, total fake, made up news that I just showed you in the last segment that Trump predicted a year ago. He knew this was coming a year ago. Now here we are. That's hit rock bottom. I'm not sure how much lower, but here's the thing. It will get lower, folks. If they don't shut this thing down, it's only going to get worse. Believe me, it's only going to get worse. There's other texts. There's other emails. They got them. They'll release them. They're just asking them, how far are you willing to go? How much do you want to expose yourself before we bring you down? So they're just going to keep walking the plank then. So that's fine. So basically the Russian collusion, the commission, the probe, all of that stuff, which most people realized was fake long, long ago, has hit rock bottom already. And instead of giving it up, they're going to get out their jackhammers and they're just going to go lower. They're going to jack right down and go lower than rock bottom. So we don't even know. They're going to hit like, you know, fecal bottom here or something. But how does the USA Today twist it? This is the headline from the USA Today this week that they just updated yesterday. Will Trump's lows ever hit rock bottom? And then they say, A president who'd all but call a senator a whore is unfit to clean toilets in Obama's presidential library or to shine George W. Bush's shoes. Folks, I can't tell you how much joy I get out of this. Again, Trump's tweets send the left into a tizzy that they cannot figure out. So Trump tweets out, I talked about this yesterday, I want to bring it back because I think it's so rich. Trump tweets, lightweight Senator Kristen Gillibrand, a totally flunky for Chuck Schumer, and someone who would come to my office begging for campaign contributions not so long ago and would do anything for them, is now in the ring against Trump. Very disloyal to Bill and crooked. Used. So, immediately, Senator Schumer says that Trump is slut-shaming Kirsten Gillibrand. Then the USA Today says that he called Kirsten Gillibrand a whore. That's funny because in Trump's tweets, you can't find the word slut or whore. So I'm not sure where they're getting that. And then you look at Gillibrand's past. This is a woman who regularly was meeting with Bill Clinton. This is a woman who regularly was meeting with Harvey Weinstein. And then you start to wonder, did Trump just bait Warren and the USA Today into admitting that Kirsten Gillibrand is perhaps, well, let's use Warren's and the USA Today's words, a slut or a whore? Well, we'll just go ahead and leave that one right there. But it doesn't stop there. The Washington Post says Trump's more endorsement sunk the presidency to unplummeted deaths. You know, I wanted to go to these video clips. Of course, I talked over them. Let's just go to these right now. So Roy Moore is refusing to concede. And the Washington Post says he's going in on a religious crusade, which I find hilarious. The guy basically does a video saying we need to just return morals to this country. You know, basic stuff. And they call it a religious crusade. But they would never call a guy, or let's say now we have hundreds of guys, blowing people up, shouting Allahu Akbar. That's not a religious crusade. None of that's a religious crusade, but Roy Moore is. Guys, let's go to this video where you have a Jones supporter, a Doug Jones supporter say, we came from all over the country for this.
Because we came here all the way from different parts of the country as part of our fellowship, and all of us pitched in to vote and canvass together, and we got our boy elected.
So they're cheering how they came in from all over the country to vote and canvass. Now, is he saying that people from all over the country were coming in to try to manipulate this election by just, you know, canvassing? Perhaps you could have loony people willing to do that. Or is he saying that people illegally voted that weren't from the state of Alabama? I think that's open for debate. But then you have this video from Project Veritas where, well, you've already had Project Veritas caught the Democrats admitting to potentially thinking about voter fraud. But look, guys, let's roll clip six now.
I think there's a lot of voter fraud.
People in to vote, says the Board of Elections of New York. Interesting. So did that guy just admit that the Democrats were bussing people in to vote for Doug Jones? Project Veritas, you know, I mean, they've caught the Democrats admitting dirty politics. So do we have something here? Oh, we got something here, folks. There's something here. Trust me there.
Introducing Floralife, the new probiotic line developed exclusively by InfoWars Life after years of research on the human microbiome. Not all probiotics are made the same. Floralife probiotics use a unique targeted delivery system that bypasses the stomach and releases directly into the intestines for maximum effect. This is critical because stomach acid kills most probiotics. So if you don't have a targeted delivery probiotic, then you're cheating your gut health and your wallet. FloraLife supports your body's core, where you need it most, including digestion, regularity, immunity, the gut lining, and metabolism. Did you know that over 80% of your immune system is located in your gut? That's why increasing gut probiotic levels is so important for overall health. FloraLife is sold as a 15 billion probiotic for everyday maintenance care and a 50 billion probiotic for a 30-day advanced gut restoration program. Head to InfoWarsLife.com to pick up your bottle of FloraLife probiotics today. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Top scientists and researchers agree. We are being hit by toxic weapons in the food and water supply that are making us fat, sick, and stupid. So what do we do about it? Well, for starters, don't just sit there and take it. Fight back with the all-new supercharged Brain Force Plus and feel the rush without the crash. Brain Force Plus is the next generation of advanced neural activation and nootropics. And now we've added a brand new ingredient called black pepper fruit extract that gives you an added kick. Other ingredients include vitamin B12 and neurological tonic and cognitive enhancers that will allow you to flip the switch and supercharge your state of mind. It's the real deal. Brain Force Plus. Secure your bottle right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Michael ZX is back. And just like we're game-changing when it comes to politics, when it comes to the economy, we're game-changing on supplements. I want to bring you products from the best research out there, from the best labs, the best laboratories, the best scientists that really change lives. Because I want you to get a great effect. I want you to have a great life, be healthy. I want you to see the results, so you reorder it and tell your friends and family about it. Let me tell you, fungus is a scourge, mold's a scourge, and you can't battle it with this in your sinus or other areas, but in your gut, the main area you can. MycoZX, available exclusively. Been out for over 6 months at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Ladies and gentlemen, I only bring you products I use myself. I only bring you products that have been proven to have dynamite effects. MycoZX is back in stock right now at InfoWarsLife.com. Secure yours today.
Hey, did you know that you can now preserve your own food for up to 25 years and still maintain its nutrition and flavor? That's right. Now's the time to build your own food storage with Harvest Rites freeze dryers. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to learn more and check out this innovative and smart technology that's easy to use. And let me tell you something, it is perfect for freeze drying fruits, vegetables, meats, dairy products, desserts, and entire meals. Woo, that's what I'm talking about. And when compared to traditional methods of preservation, like canning or dehydrating, you know, like what you get at the grocery store, there is no comparison. Harvest Rite freeze dryers retain 97% of the food's taste, color, and nutritional value and have a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now that's what I call the miracle of food preservation. Harvest Rite is truly the world's best, most affordable freeze dryer. So what are you waiting for? Check it out right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
The fight for the future is now. This is The War Room with Owen Schroyer. Watch the live stream right now at InfoWars.com/show.
Welcome back to the War Room. Gerald Celente from TrendsResearch.com joins me now. I've got some news to talk about Gerald with. He might want to enlighten you with his thoughts on Bitcoin, what's going on in the stock market. That will be the topic of discussion. Gerald, thanks so much for joining me today.
Oh, great being on with you, Owen.
Well, I'm not sure where you want to start. Bitcoin is obviously a big story right now. Mainstream media outlets now finally reporting on it as legitimate. You've got stock markets continuing to hit records. However, sometimes when you see some bad news about Trump, they take a dive. Curious your thoughts on that. And did you happen to know or get privy to the meeting that happened on the Hill today about the United States and the NAFTA trade agreements?
No, I don't know the details of it, but I have an idea where it's going.
Well, I hope that you would have an idea where it's going. And what they're saying is after the latest meetings this morning on the Hill, Goldman Sachs is warning that the U.S. is likely to exit the NAFTA Accord. What do you think about that?
Exit, stage right. Here's the deal. The president doesn't need the authority of Congress to end the NAFTA deal. All he has to do is make notice that they're going to do it. And there's no question about it that this is going to be one of the strong Trump cards that are going to be played in 2018. You know, people may not like Trump, but the markets don't really care what the people like. Because as you well know, Owen, you know, our magazine forecast Trump a winner in May of 2016. And we said, it's the economy, stupid. That's all this is about. That's the old Clinton phrase back in 1992. And number two, when you look at the new data coming out, Trump's popularity rating, you know, it's around a third. But when you look at his rating for what he's done with the economy, he's much higher than that. More people see it as an improvement than a decline. So now let's go back to NAFTA. It's the biggest sellout that America has ever had in terms of raping the country of its middle class. And all that happened was that the corporations moved their production overseas so they could get slave labor to make what they wanted to make, bring it back to the United States and mark it up. So these are only the facts when you look at the millions of jobs that have been lost in manufacturing since NAFTA. And then you look at the decline of the middle class since that time as well. So now, replacing those kind of jobs is, you know what, Owen? You should go send your kids to college and let them get a degree in shipping, packaging, and handling so they could work at Amazon and make $28,000 a year and maybe
It just came out that they apparently Amazon is having their workers go out and do like 200 parcel deliveries a day for less than minimum wage, apparently.
That's right. So this country's turned into slave landia. The plantation owners are doing great. The cat's worth $100 billion. Not going to give anybody another penny. 28K a year is enough for you and a hernia. You don't need any more. So that's what's happened. So going back to NAFTA, we've been saying this now since Trump got in. This is real. When you listen to Lighthizer and the others that he has doing these deals with China and Mexico and Canada, you know, on all the trade deals, they're not going to back down on this. And here's the other side of the story. China is going to give in to certain elements. Of course, that's not NAFTA, but the other trade agreements. Because, for example, if I wanted to open up a car manufacturing plant in China, I can't do it without giving a partnership with a Chinese company, and they're going to own the majority of it. But if I want to import my cars without the Chinese partnership, well, Salenti, it's going to cost you 23 to 25% tax. So none of this stuff is fair. And by the way, going back to NAFTA, there was a thing called the chicken tax. Go back when LBJ was president in the 60s. The United States was exporting chickens like crazy to Europe. Germany put a high tax on chickens. And in retaliation, LBJ put a high tax on all of those Volkswagen buses that my generation was so crazy about, a 23% tax. That tax stayed on until Slick Willie Lowlife Clinton, or I should say Slick Willie, I never had sex with that woman, Monica Lewinsky Clinton, lifted him. So there was no need to lift them. The only need to lift them is whatever dirty deals they made on the side. So what Trump is doing with NAFTA, we believe, is going to continue in the way that he says he's going to do it.
You know, I've been trying to make sense of the tax proposal, the new tax plan, and while I do think, you know, for middle class people, they'll see some of the benefits. But now that I'm hearing you break this down, I think I'm actually starting to get the actual benefit that Trump is going for. And it goes along with his campaign. Tell me if this makes sense to you. It's pretty much understood that the new tax deal is going to actually benefit the big companies like the Amazons, the Facebooks, the Apples, the big manufacturing, big companies. But now I'm thinking perhaps if Trump gets new trade deals and makes it attractive for people to manufacture in the United States, maybe he thinks if he gives these big cuts to the Apples and the Amazons, Facebooks and whoever, if they bring all of their headquarters and all their business back to America, maybe he thinks that that can create jobs. Because I didn't understand this whole thing. What do you think about that?
No, the tax deal to us is a lousy one. You know, for instance, they're going to repatriate their money, bringing it back. It's going to be going into stock buybacks because here's the deal, Owen. They're already making a load of dough, these companies, and they're not putting it back into capital improvements. So all it is stock buybacks, and that's why the markets keep going up. And as a guy that lives in a high-tax state like New York, and they're not going to allow us to deduct our city and state taxes, you know, that's really hurting the middle class. The tax deal to us is a benefit for the bigs and not we the little people. Again, and I'm only giving you the data from the tax organizations that look at the facts, showing that in 10 years, for example, the bigs will get much bigger breaks and we'll be even paying more. So on the tax deal, I'm on a different page with it. You know, I call them the way I see them and what the facts lie on. So when I say something positive about NAFTA and where we see it going, yes, that's true. But no, the tax deal, again, every analysis of it, it's not going to trickle down as they say it's going to.
Yeah, that's kind of been my understanding. That's why I haven't understood it. And I would imagine, I mean, if this goes through, I mean, people are going to be leaving New York and leaving California in droves. I mean, who can afford to live in New York anymore?
I'm telling you, yeah, I have a couple of buildings here. I pay $120,000 a year in school and city taxes.
It's insane. I mean, it's just insane.
And I got a bunch of little lowlifes running the show that people like to call Democrats and Republicans.
Oh yeah. So you're going to be paying millions and millions of dollars in taxes. Bill de Blasio is going to get reelected with a pedophile on his staff, marching with terrorists. Terrorists come into New York City, try to blow up the people of New York City, and then you get taxed more, and you don't even get the security from Bill de Blasio that you deserve. That is, oh man, I can't, that's why I couldn't live in New York. It's really a shame what they've done to that.
I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the Real Red Pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula, working with some scientists and developers. Non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation. Please listen carefully, because I'm about to point out three things that will save you a lot of money while you get high-quality products and fund the InfoWar, a 360 win. Number one, when you choose AutoShip before checkout, we give you 10% off on your order at InfoWarsStore.com. Number two, you're also able to get items that are out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip because we hold back a surplus for AutoShip customers. Number three, we're giving you free shipping on all orders above $50. Listeners have been requesting this for years because it's so easy to forget to reorder the products that you need each month. Just go to InfoWarsStore.com, select your favorite product or products, click on AutoShip, and choose how often you want us to send you another order. As you know, I coined the term 360 win, and with the new AutoShip feature at InfoWarsLife.com, this is a sure win. 10% off on AutoShip. Win, win, win at InfoWarsLife.com. Free shipping on orders above $50. And all out-of-stock items are never out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip. Why is the fungus? Why is the mold? Why is the yeast taking over? What is going on? What has changed? Dr. Group, the new product, MycoZX, supports normal fungal and yeast balance, proprietary blend of herbs and enzymes made with high-quality ingredients.
Yeah, fungus is a growing epidemic, and I've been testing this formula and making changes to this formula for over 10 years.
It's available at InfoWarsStore.com. We also have free shipping, orders $50 or more, and 10% off when you sign up for AutoShip. Additionally, on top of that, please, we only have a limited supply of this. I want to get your reviews. I want to hear what you have to say. For me, it's been incredible. MycoZX, antifungal, antifungus, anti-yeast. Get it today. Limited run. It'll be months till we get more. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139. I cannot sell something unless it helps somebody. And you can't support an organization that isn't fighting hard. Look at the response we're getting. We're changing the world together. You are the InfoWar. God bless you all. Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to secure your canister. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we've brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Super Male Vitality, and so many others. With its unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects, this formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. And this part is most important. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. And rest assured, you're fighting the tip of the spear in the info war. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Welcome back to The War Room. My guest is Gerald Celente of TrendsResearch.com. The big story, as Trump was already alluding to on his campaign, the U.S. is now signaling that it is likely to leave the NAFTA Accord. This is part of Trump's plan to have fair trade deals returned to this country so that we can be more competitive on the international economy. But Gerald, I want to get into what everybody is talking about right now, and that is Bitcoin. All right, everybody is talking about Bitcoin. They're ranting and raving about Bitcoin. It's Bitcoin this, it's Bitcoin that. What do you think about Bitcoin? Are you buying Bitcoin? Are you investing in Bitcoin? Is Bitcoin the thing of the future in Gerald Celente's eyes? Gerald Celente from TrendsResearch.com. What is your take on Bitcoin?
All right, here's the Trends Journal. This is the summer edition. And what we wrote back then, and here's the big story. Cryptocurrencies flying high or fading fast. And we go on to say we maintain our forecast that cryptocurrencies are a long-term trend, not a fad, and encourage you to tune in to the Trends Journal, Trends in the News, each weekday night for updates. That was back then. Here's our fall edition. Another big story right here about cryptocurrencies. Bam. Cryptocurrencies, believe the banksters or trust the trends. So yes, I invest in them. We believe it's long term. Yes, there's going to be volatility. And I don't give financial advice, but I'm invested in Bitcoin and a few others, Dash and Ethereum and Bitcoin Cash and other investments in the lines. But here's why we see it. And this is what we're talking about that we don't know many others are. Go back to some of our earlier forecasts. The world is going cashless. You go to China, Owen, nobody's using credit cards or cash. Bap, it's your app. Go back a November 8th, election day 2016. The same day over there in India, they called in 86% of their cash. 86% of it. They said, the people are doing dirty deals, they're beating taxes, you got to put it all in the bank. So they did. During that time, there was a lot of fluctuation. It started going cashless. There's no coin of the realm that billions of people are relying on. They're not attached to the country of the coin. That's why digital currencies to the millennial generation and a whole Asian generation, it's just a natural way of doing business now. The other aspect of it is, go back to when you saw the Bitcoin bounce. It happened when it was going on in China, when their equity markets were crashing in 2015 and early 2016, and the yuan, the currency. The Chinese population, before they joined the World Trade Organization in 2001, 2 weeks after 9/11, when no one was paying attention, 5% of their population was middle class. Today it's 35%. 1.3 billion people, 35% middle class. We're only the 300 billion people here. So what happened was, as their currencies are diving, man, they're jumping into Bitcoin. They're the ones that drove the price up. So here's what happened. China banned Bitcoin trading. When they banned Bitcoin trading this past September 30th, closed down all the exchanges, it went from 90% of the Chinese that were creating the Bitcoin market in the earlier part of the year down to 5% when they closed the exchanges. Now, after they closed the exchanges, 20% of the Bitcoin buying is coming from China. The people are going on secure sites like Telegram. Another 20% of the action's coming out of Japan. Action coming out of South Korea. The world is a much bigger player in the crypto line.
But Gerald, let's bring this back down to the individual level, because I'm trying to understand the advantages of Bitcoin here for myself. How does the Bitcoin market actually get created? Where does the Bitcoin market come into play? Because right now, if I want one Bitcoin, I'm going to have to spend upwards of $15,000. Okay, well then what can I do with that one Bitcoin? Where does the value come in for the end user?
You don't have to buy the whole Bitcoin. You could buy whatever you want of that $15,000. So you could buy $1,000 worth, $2,000 worth. Why it's happening, it's this whole, this is millennial generation's gold. We got somebody cutting in over here.
Hey guys, he's got some audio in his ear. If we could just figure that out. All right. No, it should be taken care of now.
It's coming from your end over there.
All right. I think we got it taken care of here. The Chinese were trying to hack in there because you were covering Bitcoin.
So now here's what's going on. When you buy, people are getting, this is big. It's blockchain technology. It's going beyond the governments. People are disgusted with their governments. They're disgusted with the banksters. Why do you think the banks are the ones that are saying Bitcoin's the greatest bubble? Oh, you want to talk about a bubble? How about fiat currencies, Jamie Dimon? How about printing up all the damn money you want, backed by nothing and printed on nothing, Jamie? But let's go to Bitcoin, Jamie. They're only going to print 20 million of them, Jamie. So now you have a supply and demand. You want to cash that money in and trade it out, Owen, you could do it. It's not there to stay. You could move it. Now let's go on and put it in a bigger picture. You're seeing gold prices going down because so many people are buying digital currencies. Will there be a crash? Of course it's going to go down. But we see the long term, you're going to see more and more blockchain technology. You're going to see more and more people having nothing to do with the fraudulent fiat currencies backed by nothing and printed on nothing to go into a safer currency. And the governments can't touch this stuff, as I was showing you what happened with China. And if any country has the power to stamp it out, man, they're the ones that have it and they can't do it.
Yeah, and that seems to be the case, is that no matter every obstacle, it seems like Bitcoin kind of gets stronger after it gets over every obstacle. It's just weird to me because the whole thing, because I completely agree with you. I mean, what is a dollar bill? Is it really worth anything? And they say it's backed by gold. Munchen says he's gone and seen the gold. I don't know. Am I supposed to believe that? I mean, who really knows, you know?
Yeah, so it's very strange. Why can't we see it? Who the hell is he that we can't see it? Hey, Mnuchin or Munchen, whatever you want to call yourself, do you ever hear of the word public servant? Could these guys get it in their head? What gold? What back buy? What have we got, $20 trillion worth of debt? And when you put Social Security and pensions into it, a couple of hundred trillion? So what's happening is this is all over the world. Look at the debt bubble in China, a debt to GDP ratio of almost 300. They're printing this stuff out, man, like there's no tomorrow. So people are saying, I had enough of your baloney, your fake money, we're going somewhere else. This is the future. No one's ever seen this before. And by the way, in the beginning, Owen, I said, nah, I'd rather have something physical like gold. I don't know if this is going to happen. I said that over a year ago. And then I started changing as I started learning about it more.
Well, wow. I didn't know that you wanted to see the gold so bad. We'll see if we can get them to show you the gold in Fort Knox. Because after all, that is...
Show all of us.
I'm telling you, that's what I'm saying, though. Because we're supposed to believe that this piece of paper that they print that's literally a debt note, and then we're supposed to believe it's backed by some gold, but they won't show us the gold. So it's literally a false confidence. Gerald, thank you so much. TrendsResearch.com, the Trends Research Journal. Folks, he showed you his old publications. They predicted Bitcoin would boom this summer. They doubled down in the fall, and they were correct on both of those seasonal predictions. Gerald Celente, TrendsResearch.com. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Maximize your potential and take your body back with Super Male Vitality. We're breaking the conditioning and fighting back against the globalist war on male vitality. Our ultimate non-GMO formula is sourced from powerful organic herbs that have been gathered from around the world and then concentrated for maximum potency. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. InfoWars Life wants to bring you the highest quality products. Our unique combination of ingredients is designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance and creating superior vitality in males. Support your body and mind and take yourself to the next level. Boost your vitality and energize your life. Take control of your body. Grab a bottle of Super Male Vitality today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
2017 has been a earth-shaking year. And 2018, guaranteed, is even going to be wilder. In fact, my good friend Stefan Molyneux said it's going to be like the Battle of the Gods, Ragnarok. So get ready, ladies and gentlemen. And that's why thanking you for all your support. We are extending free shipping store-wide at InfoWarsStore.com into early January and the massive 50 to 67% off all our best-selling items. So ladies and gentlemen, whether it's colloidal silver or Brain Force or Myco ZX or Floralife, they're now back in stock. They're all massively discounted with free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com. Take advantage of it right through the new year in a salute to the InfoWarriors and into a thanks to all of you that have made this operation possible. From myself, the entire InfoWars crew, thank you for your support. Thank you for bringing America back from the edge of death. And thank you for standing against the globalists and their bullying garbage.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/...
You are the resistance.
I said the joint was rocking, going round and round. Yeah, reeling and rocking, what a crazy sound. And they never stopped rocking till the moon went down.
You're listening to the sworn enemy of fake news. It's the War Room with Roger Stone at InfoWars.com/show.
Welcome to the War Room. I'm your co-host, Roger Stone, with my well-dressed and turned-out colleague, Owen Schroyer. A little nostalgia there, a song written by the late, great Chuck Berry and recorded by the Rolling Stones in 1965. An extraordinary day across the board with news that Paul Ryan is reportedly going to step down after delivering a tax cut bill that, while it cuts the fundamental rates, a strong, strong argument for passage, it is also larded up with sweeteners for Wall Street. So it is my view that Ryan, already under pressure, because we have learned that he knew that the Awan brothers, the two Pakistani IT consultants hired by Congresswoman Deborah Wasserman Schultz, had penetrated the U.S. House of Representatives a computer system as early as September, but he concealed that information from the American people until after the election. My sources also tell me that Ryan was fully aware of hedge fund operator Paul Singer, a liberal Republican's financing of the first iteration of the so-called dirty dossier, the phony dossier, which falsely accused candidate Donald Trump of sexual shenanigans with prostitutes in his Moscow hotel room. We now know that to be entirely false. So under pressure in both of those scandals, I believe that the report by Politico is accurate. And despite his prevarications today, that Ryan will be stepping down. Interestingly enough, we also had a major development today in which a British court in the United Kingdom, a high court, ruled that WikiLeaks is a news organization, rejecting the argument that WikiLeaks is somehow a front for the Russian government. This is going to make the efforts to, this is going to make the efforts by the CIA, there it is, to extradite Assange all the more difficult. Interestingly enough, also on this day, it was announced that Randy Credico, the former host at WBAI, who had, I believe it was, four extraordinary interviews with Julian Assange of WikiLeaks, unfortunately, I was compelled to tell the House Intelligence Committee that Credico was my confirming source, the journalist,
who was able to ascertain the accuracy of a July 21st speech by Assange in which he said he had Clinton emails and he would publish them. Credico has elected to take the Fifth Amendment and refuse to testify for the House Intelligence Committee, viewing their proceeding as what it is, a witch hunt. Big breaking news across the board here with implications for the efforts to paint Assange as a foreign agent, which he is not. We have a lot more for you coming up on the War Room. I'm Roger Stone. Owen Schroyer, my co-host, and we'll be right back.
Fuel your body with Carnivore, the new digestive enzyme product by InfoWars Life. Digestive enzymes assist in the digestion process and increase the bioavailability of nutrients by breaking down foods into easily absorbable components. They also help prevent discomfort from indigestion caused by fermentation of undigested food particles in the gut. Digestive enzyme production declines as we age. Carnivore is filled with digestive enzymes like those naturally present in the body. Enjoy the full potential of protein-rich foods again. You can eat protein-heavy foods now while minimizing the later indigestion and discomfort commonly associated with high meat diets. Just one pill with every high-protein meal helps increase the bioavailability and absorption of amino acids, the building blocks to your muscles. Carnivore also contains digestive enzymes to help digest fats and carbohydrates so you can fully digest all types of meals. Don't let a meal go to waste. Use Carnivore by InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and secure your bottle now. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Let's make talk radio great again.
This is the War Room.
In the right place, it's the War Room with my co-host Owen Schroyer, and we're kicking globalist tail here at InfoWars. A great time to remind you of our extraordinary Christmas week specials at the InfoWars store. This is the perfect place to shop for the liberty-oriented patriots in your circle of friends and family, and extraordinary sales going on now for the Christmas holidays. My particular favorite, the entire Super Blue fluoride-free line of oral products, including their incredible toothpaste, available in two flavors. The younger people in my family prefer the bubble gum flavor. Others prefer the original, but now 50% off on these terrific products. Help us help you. Help finance the revolution. Help us continue this extraordinary expansion, which Alex Jones has mapped out. Last time I was in Austin, I saw the incredible state-of-the-art new studios that are being constructed, and we don't want to slow down in our efforts to bring you even better and more coverage of the American political scene. So please, folks, go to the InfoWars store for all your Christmas shopping. You know, one of Stone's rules is that a man is known by the enemies he makes. Incredibly, some of you may know that Donald Trump and I are being sued in the courts in the District of Columbia on the phony allegation that I worked with the Russians to hack the Democratic National Committee and give the email that were the fruits of this alleged hack to WikiLeaks. Well, now, incredibly, 14 former national intelligence officials, including John Brennan, Jim Clapper, and Mike Hayden, three certified members of the Shaved Head Club, have come forward in filing an amicus brief in that phony lawsuit, continuing their phony claim that the Russians interceded and interfered and affected the outcome of the 2016 2016 election. This is just as bogus as they are. But one has to wonder why men of this incredible stature are intervening in this lawsuit. My lawyers remind me that my past due legal bills are mounting to fight this frivolous harassment suit. The Project for Democracy, an Obama-blessed left-wing front group, is using the suit against the president and I to raise money. If you want to give a Christmas present to the Stone household, you can go to stonedefensefund.com. That's stonedefensefund.com and help. We have a roughly $500,000 legal bill, but I refuse to fold. I refuse to quit fighting. And now that Brennan, the proven perjurer, the liar clapper who told the Congress under oath, "Oh, no, there's no American metadata collection system," only to be proved to be a liar by Edward Snowden. And, of course, Mike Hayden in this cross-section of villains, they want to get it on. So I am ready to fight, but I need your help to do it. So this Christmas season, go to the InfoWars store, go to stonedefensefund.com, and give us the help we need. Owen, it's an extraordinary day in the Stone household.
Well, Roger, when I saw this, obviously they want to shut us up. And so I think the reason why they're taking this next step right now with this lawsuit and signing the big names with this brief, with the Clappers and the Brennans and the Haydens, is the truth that's coming out about the Russian, the dossier, the investigation, the committee, everything. It's so big, it's so breaking, it's so bombshell to everything that they've been saying and trying to do for the last year, that this to me is their last desperate attempt to try to call us off reporting on it. They think that, then, as you just said, you're not afraid, you're not going to stop reporting on it. That was their goal here. I really think that they thought that they could make you submit, make InfoWars submit, make everyone submit, because they're going to try to come after us here. But the truth of the matter is, even if they shut us down, even if they shut Roger Stone down, you can't stop this truth from getting out. Everybody knows what you did with this Russian dossier. These people are the phonies, Roger.
No, I think you're exactly right. If this was meant to silence me, it has the opposite effect. They don't seem to know that my mother was Sicilian. I will never stop fighting the deep state. And my lawyers have reviewed their amicus brief. Oh, and once again, they offer no proof. It's the same old crap over and over again. The Russians did it. The Russians right. did it. They have no evidence whatsoever. Oh, the Russians used, as Comey said under oath, some kind of cutout. Sounds pretty bogus to me. Julian Assange is a journalist. WikiLeaks is a news organization. They do the same thing that the Washington Post and the New York Times do. They obtain information and they publish it. The difference between WikiLeaks and Assange and the New York Times and the Washington Post is nothing Assange has ever published has been questioned in terms of its authenticity or its accuracy. My liberal friends loved WikiLeaks when it was George W. Bush's administration they were busting, but now suddenly they're a Russian asset. It's the same old deep state baloney.
Well, what infuriates me so much about this, Roger, and I can only imagine how you feel, obviously they're trying to indict, you know, via this brief, basically InfoWars and really anyone who supported Trump. I mean, in their exact words, nationalists, militias, activists, journalists unwittingly became Russian agents. So they're blaming all Trump supporters essentially for this. But this is what really rubs me the wrong way, Roger. The lawsuit, by my understanding, filed by the three private citizens, I won't give their personal names out, it's public information, but I won't do that, are saying they want to sue because their personal information got stolen because of the hack of the DNC. But Roger, here's the problem. This is why I don't think they want this to go to court. This is just an intimidation and a news spin tactic. Roger, if this thing went to court,
The Democrat National Committee is not going to be able to hold those servers anymore. They're going to have to turn their servers over. That's something that they've avoided throughout this entire thing. How conveniently. The very evidence that would show their claims to be true or false, they won't show you. So if this went to court, they would actually have to turn that over for the first time. That is, if they haven't destroyed them already.
No, Owen, I think that's exactly right. So I think understanding that the congressional inquiry into Russian collusion has come up completely empty, this lawsuit was filed as a fishing expedition. But you're right, it will now boomerang on them. Should we go to trial, it will be incumbent on them to prove that the DNC was hacked and that I had something to do with it, which, of course, I didn't. The whole thing is fraudulent, but it's an intimidation tactic. I can tell you this about Alex Jones, myself, InfoWars. We will not be intimidated, not even an iota of a chance. We will fight to the death to preserve our liberty and support and preserve constitutional government. I'm not going to be run over by the deep state steamroller. That I can assure you. But I must tell you, going to your mailbox and getting an invoice from your lawyers for $500,000 can be a riveting experience, to say the least.
And these are the type of attacks that we come under every day here, folks. Honestly, you wouldn't even believe the stuff of the type of attacks that come here, that come at Roger, that come at Alex Jones. It's nonstop, and it's all an attempt to shut us down. And that's why your support at InfoWarsStore.com is paramount. So don't let the deep state shut us down. Continue to support us at InfoWarsStore.com, and we will continue to expand. And you have our pledge that we will never back down from these anti-American corrupt establishments that are lying to us about President Trump.
Matt in Ohio, you're on the air. Another Matt, go ahead.
Yeah, hey, listen, I just wanted to say real quick, I'm a longtime listener of InfoWars, and I just wanted to say that the T-shirts that you guys are offering are absolutely fantastic, and that really is a great way to deal with this battle in the InfoWar. It might seem like a simple thing, but particularly these slogan T-shirts that you guys got up right now are absolutely amazing.
Well, thank you. My favorite new one is the Don't Tread on Me, but said it says Won't Tread on Me, and it's a big Dayglow snake, Gadsden snake, and then it's got the American flag, InfoWars.com, on the right arm. I mean, that's a great way just to meet like-minded people and spread the word and also exercise free speech. And the newest one is Trigger Warning T-shirt. Trigger Warning T-shirt, which is the symbol of a trigger with a yield sign, and then InfoWars.com on the back. That is the new shirt of the month, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com.
Climb to the top of the food chain with Alpha Power by InfoWars Life. For those who want to increase testosterone and energy levels, most men know that testosterone levels begin to decline starting around 30 at a rate of about 1 to 2% per year. This drop can show signs such as fatigue, low energy, low sex drive, and muscle loss. Alpha Power is packed with some of the most potent and clinically tested ingredients on the market. The secret is in the synergistic blend of ancient ingredients that have been concentrated into their most potent forms, including Uricoma longifolia, originally from Malaysia, Maca root from Peru, horny goatweed from China, and tribulus from India. Reach your alpha male potential with Alpha Power. Get Alpha Power now at 50% off and secure your bottle today.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra pure deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
Support good oral health with our one-of-a-kind Super Blue fluoride-free products. InfoWars Life brings you a revolutionary toothpaste blend with iodine and nano silver designed to deliver a powerful clean. Enjoy a minty fresh flavor made with peppermint oil or try our bubblegum flavor. Pair this groundbreaking toothpaste with the Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and supercharge your oral health. Our amazing mouthwash features natural oils and ancient ingredients used since Aboriginal and biblical times. Instead of containing fluoride, our Super Blue line is loaded with the good halogen iodine and an array of other beneficial compounds that have been hand-selected for their oral health benefits. Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and toothpaste are the first and only to contain all of these natural ingredients: xylitol, nano silver, and iodine. Notice the difference with our Super Blue fluoride-free products. Refresh your breath and invigorate your oral health routine at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions had an echo in so much space.
Welcome back to the War Room with your hosts, Roger Stone and Owen Schroyer. We are clearly now turning the corner, and the forces of freedom, the forces of truth, have had an extraordinary 2 weeks as the so-called Mueller investigation begins to disintegrate before our very eyes, and the naked partisanship and the bias of the Get Trump Squad is revealed to all. A stunning new poll by the Harvard and Harris organizations revealed that 54% of Americans believe that the Mueller investigation is biased against the president. That's an extraordinary statistic, particularly when you consider that at least a half, if not more, of the mainstream media continue to try to maintain the fiction of Russian collusion. The performance by Rod Rosenstein, longtime Mueller and Comey protege, a man who got his first job as an attorney from Mueller, was a sight to behold. Rosenstein bobbed and weaved like nothing I've ever seen. When asked directly if he could see the grounds for the firing of Mueller, he said, and I quote, "I don't see it." This guy has all the acuity of Stevie Wonder. It's abundantly clear based on the texts, based on the contributions, based on the leaked emails, that this is a nakedly partisan takedown of the president. Now, yesterday, there was a story in Vanity Fair, which had an unfortunate headline. I am working on collecting material for a book about the deep state's impending attempted takedown of the president in an illegitimate coup. I never said that I was writing a book about the downfall of the president. It's not certain that they will take him down. Donald Trump can certainly still save himself merely by appointing directing the attorney general to appoint a special counsel in the matter of Uranium One. So this is a book I am hoping I don't ever have to write. But given all of the developments in the last few weeks, I am going to memorialize what is the most extraordinary coup attempt since 1963 and 1974. The working title for such a book is The Unmaking of the President. If you want to get the precursor, you can go right now to the InfoWars store and order my book, The Making of the President 2016, The Extraordinary Story of How Donald Trump Pulled Off the Greatest Upset in American Political History. A terrific price on this book right now, a savings of $5, only $19.95. If you're a political junkie and you want to know how Donald Trump pulled off his come-from-behind victory and shocked the two-party political establishment, this book is a must-read. Also in the book, we memorialize the important role that InfoWars played in as the tip of the spear, particularly in the nomination phase, and how Alex Jones ingeniously took the iconic Bill Clinton rape t-shirt and used it as a metaphor to bust up the mainstream media blackout of Bill Clinton's record as a sexual harasser and rapist. You may recall in an ingenious stroke that Alex Jones personally put up $1,000 to anyone who could be depicted on television wearing the t-shirt and $5,000 to anyone who managed to blurt out Bill Clinton is a rapist. Folks, Alex Jones paid out over $250,000 to courageous patriots who helped drive the truth message about Bill Clinton. You can get this iconic t-shirt, which will end up in the Smithsonian, folks, now at the InfoWars store. When these run out, there will be no more. This is a collector's item that you will want to have this Christmas. So, folks, help us, help yourself, and help spread the truth about the Clinton crime family. So, Owen, it is so fast-breaking the way the entire Mueller thing is disintegrating before our very eyes. And I think some kudos must go to the people at Judicial Watch who've done a superb job of using the courts to ferret out the truth about the Mueller investigation. But a reporter for CNN told me today that the Justice Department has been putting out these emails and has allowed the members of the media to examine texts and emails and other pieces of evidence which point to the naked partisan nature of the Mueller probe. If this is true, it would be the first thing that the Trump Justice Department has done to actually help Donald Trump. Now, the president's lawyers have very clearly told him that he's not allowed and it's not proper for him to give direction to the Justice Department. That's false. The Justice Department is an expansion of the executive branch where the president has full authority. Now, it would be improper for him to give the Justice Department instructions pertaining to investigations of Donald Trump himself. But in the matter of Uranium One, a treasonous multi-million dollar crime, the president is under no such restriction. The way to bring down the Mueller, Comey, McCabe, Rosenstein conspiracy is to get an honest prosecutor to pursue the matter of Uranium One. I really think that this is the best path for the president.
Well, and when you're talking about all of this news that's coming out with Judicial Watch, you know, I had this thought last night, Roger, especially when it kind of resurfaced when I see that these ex-intelligence officials want to sue Roger Stone, intelligence officials. I had this thought last night, you know, the quote unquote intelligence community, or, you know, this is what they like to say. We are the new intelligence community. InfoWars is the new intelligence community. Roger Stone, Alex Jones, Tom Fitton, Judicial Watch, Sarah Carter, Circa News. I mean, even people now on, I have to give Fox News credit. They're not perfect. They still blackball people from going on air and stories, but still, Tucker Carlson, Sean Hannity. I mean, this is the new intelligence agency. The new intelligence agency is actually just citizens. The new intelligence agency is just patriots who do the deep research, who read the WikiLeaks, who follow Project Veritas. That's the new intelligence agency. Brennan, Clapper, and all of these former quote-unquote intelligence officials, that's the non-intelligence community. That's the secret intelligence community. That's the keep-you-ignorant intelligence community. We are the new intel community.
Dr. Group, you developed Living Defense for us. It took you over a year to do it. Why is this so good?
Because people are actually waking up to the problem that pretty much scares me the most. I mean, I try to make sure that I don't put toxins from food and water and beverages in my system. But right now we're dealing with massive parasites, which is anything that's harmful to your body that lives off a host mechanism. Right now with all the refugees spreading disease around, we have biological warfare going on everywhere. These are all parasites.
Tell us about all the stuff I said. There's so many things that are in it.
You have the neem in there. You have the organic clove bud, the organic wormwood. I recommend doing a parasite cleanse at least twice a year.
All right. Well, I'm glad we've got some back in because I'm going back on it today. It just came back in yesterday. Living Defense, InfoWarsLife.com. And folks, you can't lose. It's full of stuff that's great for your body, period. And you support the broadcast, InfoWarsLive.com. Thank you, Dr. Group from the Global Healing Center. Thank you so much for all your work, sir, on this great product.
Top scientists and researchers agree. We are being hit by toxic weapons in the food and water supply that are making us fat, sick, and stupid. So what do we do about it? Well, for starters, don't just sit there and take it. Fight back with the all-new supercharged Brain Force Plus and feel the rush without the crash. Brain Force Plus is the next generation of advanced neural activation and nootropics. And now we've added a brand new ingredient called black pepper fruit extract that gives you an added kick. Other ingredients include vitamin B12 and neurological tonic and cognitive enhancers that will allow you to flip the switch and supercharge your state of mind. It's the real deal. Brain Force Plus. Secure your bottle right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
I want to plow into all of this, but I'm going to spend a few minutes here first just encouraging listeners to understand that when you buy T-shirts or water filtration systems or books or videos or other material from InfoWarsStore.com, you are funding the revolution. I mean, I cannot say it any clearer. And so it is essential that you purchase the products at InfoWarsStore.com. I don't want to thank everybody that has, but we've got the best fluoride-free toothpaste with colloidal silver and with high-quality atomic iodine in it. You cannot beat that. For children and adults, we've got the best mouthwash designed by Dr. Jones. That's my dad, with colloidal silver and iodine as well. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And your purchase of the products stands with us, stands with America, stands with Trump, stands against the globalists and their satanic pedophile armies. And that's who they are, and they know we know who they are, and they're coming back against us, so we need your support. Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
the return of the Republic. And this is the War Room with Roger Stone.
Watch the live stream
right now at Infowars.com/show.
Welcome back. You're at the War Room, my fellow Americans, and any of those who are watching us internationally. We do want to squeeze in a few of your calls here for either Owen or myself or both of us. And that number is 1-888-201-2244. 1-888-201-2244. This is one of my favorite parts of the War Room when we get to have a dialogue with the Info Warriors, and we have a little bit of time today for calls. So please go right to the phone and phone in your inquiry now. We'd be happy to take some of your questions. Owen, where do you think the Mueller investigation is headed? Because I am one who believes that the president's lawyers are giving him happy talk, that they are lulling him into a false sense of security. Only last night, the president told an acquaintance of mine, a friend of mine, that he expects a letter from Mueller clearing him entirely in the Russian collusion matter imminently. As an observer of the political scene and a student of the deep state, I don't think that's going to happen.
Well, Roger, I'm not sure where the Mueller investigation really goes from here, because I don't think there's anywhere else they can go. They've got the three indictments, or they've got the three people, the names that we knew that they had. Flynn, Papadopoulos, Manafort, we knew that was coming. That's what they ended up doing. But what were the path that it's almost kind of blazed a trail of its own here, where here this probe, this committee, whatever you want to call it, special counsel, was supposed to be looking into Trump's corruption, looking into the Russia thing and all that. Well, it's turned up nothing as far as that's concerned. But what have we learned? We've learned about the collusion between the FBI and the DOJ and the Obama administration. And we learned now, Roger, this is about to be huge. So what the latest information that's coming out because of the Russian probe is that Peter Strzok and James Comey both actively worked to make sure that Hillary Clinton was not charged and indicted. Now, how did they do that? Well, first you had James Comey say, well, actually, I think it was Loretta Lynch who said this is a matter, not an investigation. Then you had Peter Strzok change the terminology from grossly negligent, which is illegal, that's a chargeable offense, to carelessly mishandled or something. Then you have James Comey changing the terminology about going in to investigate the emails. That came out during the Comey testimonies. Now it's all kind of being put together with what we're learning about Strzok, what we're learning about the DOJ, what we're learning about the Obama administration and Comey. I mean, this is the real collusion. And it's what's amazing about this, Roger, because it appears the entire thing was all about Hillary Clinton. It was all about getting Hillary elected and protecting Hillary Clinton from prison for all the illegality of her private server. That's the most amazing thing about this.
Yeah, it's an open and shut case of obstruction. Wasn't it Mick Jagger who said every cop is a criminal? What happened to the days when we admired the FBI and we viewed them as an example of public integrity, and we admired the courage and the patriotism and the honesty of the G-men? That has all entirely been sullied under Mr. Mueller and then Mr. Comey. Sadly, the FBI has been politicized, and now it's there in black and white for everyone to see. It is an extraordinary turn of events, but the forces of truth are on the move. When 54% of the American people can see that the Mueller investigation is corrupted and nakedly partisan, that is itself shows you where this is headed. I don't believe that the president's going to be cleared. I still believe that Mueller will attempt to bring some kind of a trumped up a process crime against the president, perjury or obstruction of justice. But I'm growingly confident that the American people will see through this incredible charade and see what this is, a naked attempt to undo the results of the last presidential election. The two-party duopoly that have run this country into the ground are still reeling from the fact that Donald Trump, a complete outsider, a man of enormous courage and bravery, a man who is both unbought and unbullied, a man you just can't push around, broke through and utilized alternative media to pull off the greatest upset in American history. They want to undo what they couldn't do at the ballot box. And as I have said here and in multiple interviews this week, if Mueller shoots and misses, well, then we're back to plan B. The establishment plans a 25th Amendment coup against the president. That's why your friend Don Lemon and Joe Scarborough and others keep harping on this absurd notion that the president's crazy. He's unstable. He's mentally unfit. Well, he's the same man I've known for 40 years. He's sharp as a tack. He has not lost a step. He was a brilliant businessman, and he is doing a phenomenal job of making America great again, despite the implacable resistance of the two-party elites in Washington. Now, many people believe that a 25th Amendment move on the president would require a secret deal between the vice president and Paul Ryan. You see, if Trump were bumped out of the office and the vice president, Mike Pence, were to rise to the presidency, he gets to appoint a vice president, subject to confirmation by the U.S. Senate. Has he made a deal with Paul Ryan, as some believe? At this point, anything is possible. When I learned that Ryan knew all about the incursion by the Awan brothers, the two Pakistani IT consultants, into the House of Representatives computer system, where they stole $16 million, and they obtained the email traffic of 45 members of Congress. And Ryan withheld that information from the American people until after the election. Well, now I believe Paul Ryan is capable of anything.
Well, here's the thing, Roger, to me. The way that this whole thing has gone, and if I just go with the patterns and trends of everything we've seen in the past, and we're going to take your calls on the other side of this break. Trump's year anniversary in office is, I think it's January 18th, is his year anniversary as president. He promised Alex Jones give him 1 year. I have a feeling that with everything we've seen in the past couple of weeks, exposing the FBI, exposing Strzok, exposing Mueller, exposing his whole team, exposing McCabe, they've all been exposed on the back end as kind of a sub-exposition of Hillary Clinton and her emails and everything they did to cover that up to get her into office. I mean, that's the thing. That's really what happened here. Cover up Hillary Clinton's crimes to get Hillary Clinton into office and then cement any investigation over that would have been done into those crimes. Well, now it's all been brought to the public eye, whether wittingly or unwittingly, by Trump and this Mueller investigation, and it can't be put back in the bottle. This genie's not going back in the bottle. The super blue fluoride free toothpaste is not going back in the bottle. And I really think, Roger, I'm really to a point now, I'm more confident than ever that by Trump's year anniversary in office, there is going to be a major pendulum shift back on to the corrupt Democrats that they simply do not see coming. So we take a break now. This is the War Room. Roger Stone takes your phone calls on the other side. Don't go anywhere, and please support us at InfoWarsStore.com. It's Christmas week. Big special.
Mike in Arizona, you're on the air worldwide. Go ahead.
Oh, Alex, you can rant any day of the week. Thank you, sir, for doing what you do and being a patriot and doing your best to save America and encouraging us as fellow patriots to do that in our local areas as well. And as a longtime InfoWars listener, I want to say thanks for the awesome Brain Force Anthroplex. My girlfriend would like to say thanks for the Anthroplex, too.
Thank you.
I use the BioTrue Selenium, the Super Blue toothpaste. For you folks who aren't big, normal toothpaste fans, the Super Blue is awesome. And thank you so much, Alex, for the InfoWars Life products. They are quality. I can't wait to get some more. And thank you so much for doing that for us to keep us healthy.
Absolutely.
Because then we could all, as educated patriots, help our other countrymen and women understand that there's a bigger problems going on, and if we can get our houses in order and be good to each other and ourselves, we can take our country back.
...2017 has been a earth-shaking year. And 2018, guaranteed, is even going to be wilder. In fact, my good friend Stefan Molyneux said it's going to be like the Battle of the Gods, Ragnarok. So get ready, ladies and gentlemen. And that's why, thanking you for all your support, we are extending free shipping store-wide at InfoWarsStore.com into early January and the massive 50 to 67% off all our best-selling items. So ladies and gentlemen, whether it's colloidal silver or Brain Force or Myco ZX or Floralife, they're now back in stock. They're all massively discounted with free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com. Take advantage of it right through the new year in a salute to the InfoWarriors and into a thanks to all of you that have made this operation possible. From myself, the entire InfoWars crew, thank you for your support. Thank you for bringing America back from the edge of death. And thank you for standing against the globalists and their bullying garbage.
Hey, did you know that you can now preserve your own food for up to 25 years and still maintain its nutrition and flavor? That's right. Now's the time to build your own food storage with Harvest Rites freeze dryers. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to learn more and check out this innovative and smart technology that's easy to use. And let me tell you something, it is perfect for freeze drying fruits, vegetables, meats, dairy products, desserts, and entire meals. Woo, that's what I'm talking about. And when compared to traditional methods of preservation, like canning or dehydrating, you know, like what you get at the grocery store, there is no comparison. Harvest Rite freeze dryers retain 97% of the food's taste, color, and nutritional value and have a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now that's what I call the miracle of food preservation. Harvest Rite is truly the world's best, most affordable freeze dryer. So what are you waiting for? Check it out right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Climb to the top of the food chain with Alpha Power by InfoWars Life. For those who want to increase testosterone and energy levels, most men know that testosterone levels begin to decline starting around 30 at a rate of about 1 to 2% per year. This drop can show signs such as fatigue, low energy, low sex drive, and muscle loss. Alpha Power is packed with some of the most potent and clinically tested ingredients on the market. The secret is in the synergistic blend of ancient ingredients that have been concentrated into their most potent forms, including Uricoma longifolia, originally from Malaysia, Maca root from Peru, horny goat weed from China, and Tribulus from India. Reach your alpha male potential with Alpha Power. Get Alpha Power now at 50% off and secure your bottle today.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
Welcome back to the War Room. It is the most wonderful time of the year. Not just Christmas, but the Democrats are being totally exposed as the frauds and the partisans that they are. Let's go to the phone lines here. Roger Stone is still with us. Your questions and calls for Roger Stone at 888-201-2244. Let's start with Eric calling in from Florida. Eric, you're on the air with Roger Stone.
Hey, Roger, how you doing? Hello?
Yeah, go ahead, Eric.
Oh, okay, yeah. Hey, I just wanted to make a comment, you know, that the rephrasing from, like, the criminal to, well, grossly negligent to excessively careless. there's some footage out there. It was Judge Neil Patano, if that's pronounced right. It had to have been like on the Fox channel. And he said that there is no difference between those two phrases. So I don't know if it can be found, if that's something to use. Hey,
well, I will tell you that if I don't know of the report that you're referencing, but I can tell you if it was Fox, they've completely changed 180 on that. Roger, what are you hearing about the phrasing?
No, the caller's absolutely right. Judge Napolitano made the case that Hillary could have been prosecuted for negligence. That was still a prosecutable crime. So this attempt to soften it was clearly just an attempt to get her off the hook and get through the election. The reason that all of these FBI agents and other Department of Justice officials were using their official emails and their telephones to exchange these incriminating messages because they were confident that Hillary would win and they'd be able to cover it all up. Guess what? It's all coming out now. Thank you so much for your call, Eric. Let's go to our next caller.
Next caller is going to be Robert in Washington, the state of Washington. Go ahead, Robert.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. I just have a couple requests. One, I don't know if you guys have seen the new Trumpo movie. Short little clip that's out. I think it would be awesome to play that on the back screen behind Owen. It's hilarious. Number two, an idea for a shirt would be the Clinton body count. I saw a picture today on the internet that had all the names of all the people supposedly killed by the Clintons or had something to do with them. And you guys do an awesome job. I got to get into a meeting. Love your guys' show. And if you could pass the word on to Alex, he needs to play The Highwaymen, Raised in Black and White. The lyrics say it all. It's a great song. He always plays The Highwaymen. I love the show. You guys do a great job. And have a great Christmas, you guys. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year.
Hey, Merry Christmas to you, Robert. What do you think, Roger? How about a Clinton body count shirt? You've already got the Clinton, Bill Clinton rape shirt. Why not double down?
Well, I like the idea. The problem is it would have to always be an extra, extra large shirt to get all the names in.
That's true. Otherwise, we'll have to make the font so small you can't even read the names. It'll be like the fine print.
It'd be like the telephone book for Greater Austin. The video I think that the caller refers to is this hysterical Talking Heads parody featuring Donald Trump. It's extremely well put together. I don't think it was meant as a pro-Trump meme, but it's most entertaining. Perhaps we can show it on the War Room tomorrow evening. Let's take the phones.
Yeah, let's take another call. Let's go to Tyler calling in from Maryland. Go ahead, Tyler.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good.
Excellent.
First off, I just want to say I've been watching your show for about a year and a half now, and I just wanted to thank you guys for kind of waking me up. I was never really politically active for most of my life until I got into college, and then I kind of realized when I started watching your show, I always hear, InfoWars is terrible, InfoWars is garbage. So I was like, okay, I'll watch it, see what it's about. And then I kind of learned about the whole anti-white agenda, globalization, how they kind of want to just have a global cesspool, just mix all the races, everything. But yeah, I kind of just wanted to thank you guys for waking me up. I think your content is amazing. But I had one question. I know net neutrality got repealed, and all I've heard constantly is that net neutrality, like repealing net neutrality, is terrible. It should never happen. It just happened today. Can you just kind of explain, what it's about and, what will be the repercussions of repealing it?
I'd be happy to field this one. Look, everything that you're hearing is completely backwards. The current net neutrality regulations only guarantee net neutrality for the ISP carriers. That means Verizon, AT&T, Comcast, they're tightly regulated. They can't deny you access. But the current net neutrality rules in no way regulate the content providers. Facebook, Twitter, Amazon, Google, they can censor anyone they want. They can silence conservative and liberty-oriented voices. We need to guarantee equal access to the content providers. And therefore, the Soros-backed Google funds, forces have grabbed our mantra. They're against net neutrality when it comes to content. Therefore, censorship. The new rules, which have been very boldly put forward by FCC Chairman Ajit Pai, actually guarantee free access and your constitutional protection of First Amendment liberties on the Internet. So, amen for the FCC. Everything you read about this is, in essence, backwards.
Yeah, and I think Ajit Pai is doing a great job. And for those that are concerned about, you know, they think that this is going to stop potential, I guess, I don't even know, just basically corruption of the Internet is what these people are freaked out about. Oh, now the Internet's going to be corrupted. Oh, and it's like, no. He just wants to make sure it stays free. That's the big difference. The corruption is going to end up being handled by a different department. That's another thing that Ajit Pai is talking about. Let's take another call for Roger Stone here. Let's go to Irene calling in from New Jersey. You're on the air with Roger Stone. Go ahead.
Hi. Hello.
Hi. Hello.
Oh,
yes.
Hi. How are you? This is Irene. I'm sorry. I wasn't listening for a second. Were you calling me? Were you putting me on?
You're on right now.
Okay, Irene, perfect. What's your question?
Hi, Roger. I wanted to talk to you about this phony council. It's driving me absolutely crazy. I think the only way that we are going to be able to get Mr. Trump out of this is if the people go to bat for him and start calling, you know, the two leaders of the House and demanding that they end this. It's not right, and they're never going to stop until they get rid of the president. It's like them or him, and they know they're all criminals. So they have to get him on anything they can get him on. And if the people don't rise up about this, we got to help them.
Well, Irene, I couldn't agree with you more. And thank God Almighty for Jim Jordan and Ron DeSantis and Matt Gaetz and Trey Gowdy. These guys are truth tellers, and they have been boring in on the entire bias and partisanship of the Mueller effort and the clearly illegitimate attempt to take down our president in some kind of phony coup. Donald Trump is a fighter. He is a fighter, but you're right. He needs our support. So you can call the Capitol switchboard, 202-224-3121. That's 202-224-3121. Call your congressman, your senator today, and demand that this phony investigation be disbanded.
And Irene, let me just say this. I know you had another comment to make, but let me just say this. It'll be a lot harder for them to continue this anti-Trump witch hunt. They're calling a special counsel into Russian collusion when a lot of these guys on the team have either lost their jobs or are in jail.
Yeah,
Irene, what was your other comment?
This is the thing. Those legislative hearings never go anywhere. So I would really hope that you guys and Alex would just remind people every single day to just badger our congressmen to death and tell them we want this stopped. It's not right. And we want the real people actually to go to jail because they let everybody get away all the time. So that's the only thing. I mean, I hope you guys will support that and then just remind people on a daily basis. And, oh, and I think you're great. You know, you're a really brave guy.
Yes, he is.
Thank you for the call.
You're the only one on this show who's had guns pointed at him in the last 10 days. So my hat's off to you, Owen. You're a brave patriot facing down the Antifa thugs single-handedly. In the future, don't go out there alone, okay?
Well, we all have to play our role in this, Roger. Everybody's got to stick their neck out there somewhere. You get sued. You pile up these legal bills. I go out on the street and masked thugs point guns at me and try to intimidate me out of my right to free speech. But we just keep fighting, Roger, and that's what we're going to continue to do. Roger, final words before we sign off till tomorrow, or you sign off.
Yes, absolutely. Folks, please go to the InfoWars store and give us the support we need for our planned expansion so we get a bigger, better war room. God bless you and many thanks. 90 miles an hour, girl, is the speed I drive.
Introducing FloraLife, the new probiotic line developed exclusively by InfoWars Life after years of research on the human microbiome. Not all probiotics are made the same. FloraLife probiotics use a unique targeted delivery system that bypasses the stomach and releases directly into the intestines for maximum effect. This is critical because stomach acid kills most probiotics. So if you don't have a targeted delivery probiotic, then you're cheating your gut health and your wallet. FloraLife supports your body's core, where you need it most, including digestion, regularity, immunity, the gut lining, and metabolism. Did you know that over 80% of your immune system is located in your gut? That's why increasing gut probiotic levels is so important for overall health. FloraLife is sold as a 15 billion probiotic for everyday maintenance care and a 50 billion probiotic for a 30-day advanced gut restoration program. Head to InfoWarsLife.com to pick up your bottle of FloraLife probiotics today. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Top scientists and researchers agree. We are being hit by toxic weapons in the food and water supply that are making us fat, sick, and stupid. So what do we do about it? Well, for starters, don't just sit there and take it. Fight back with the all-new Supercharged Brain Force Plus and feel the rush without the crash. Brain Force Plus is the next generation of advanced neural activation and nootropics. And now we've added a brand new ingredient called black pepper fruit extract that gives you an added kick. Other ingredients include vitamin B12 and neurological tonic and cognitive enhancers that will allow you to flip the switch and supercharge your state of mind. It's the real deal. Brain Force Plus. Secure your bottle right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/.
I said the joint was rocking, going round and round. Yeah, reeling and rocking, what a crazy sound. And they never stopped rocking till the moon went down.
You're listening to the sworn enemy of fake news. It's the War Room with Roger Stone at InfoWars.com/show.
All right, so you heard my breakdown in the last segment. It's the same thing with every time a liberal tries to... I really don't even know how to explain it, to be honest with you. How do you side yourself? I mean, it's Stockholm Syndrome. And this clip that we're about to play from the president of Turkey, Erdogan, says everything, where he says, recognizing Jerusalem as Israel's capital may embolden extremists. But see, it's not, they don't, I literally can't even wrap my mind around it. Trump is somehow the bad guy. It's like, let's say I want to go to a ball game. Let's say a big rivalry is, let's say, Ohio State and Michigan football. Let's say I'm an Ohio State fan and I want to go to the Michigan game in Michigan. And I'm like, okay, I'm going to go to the Ohio State Michigan at Michigan. And then the Michigan fans are like, oh, if you come to this game, we're going to beat you up and we're going to have you arrested and we're going to beat you to a bloody pulp. And then I'm like, okay. And then everyone on the outside is like, don't you think about going to that game? Don't you think about trying to spur them into beating you up? Don't you, if you go to that game, it's your fault. If they beat you up, you are the bad guy. That's basically what they're saying to Trump for wanting to put the capital and the embassy in Jerusalem. So here's Erdogan saying that this is Trump's fault for emboldening extremists.
It might end any possibility for a two-state solution or the potential of violence.
All right, big decision to be made there. How serious is the threat of violence?
Well, we've seen violence spark up not only here in Jerusalem, but across the Middle East, time and time again. There is the real potential for violence. Whether or not it happens, that's not clear. But the CIA has concerns about this. It also has concerns about whether or not it might impact our neighbor, Israel's neighbor and U.S. ally in Jordan, because they have a huge Palestinian population. Jordan's King Abdullah is one of the leading voices on this, saying don't do it. It will also embolden extremists in the Muslim Arab world. Jerusalem's not only important to Israelis and Palestinians, but also the third largest and most important city in the history of Islam for Muslims as well. So this has a lot of regional dynamics in addition to the Israeli-Palestinian dynamics here. Israelis and Palestinians have different reasons for wanting or not wanting this, but there's a lot of people in D.C. who have a lot to say on this as well, Sandra.
Connor Powell.
So outside of whatever geopolitics could be discussed as far as the relocation in Jerusalem is concerned, or Israel versus Palestine and all that, is this not the very definition of bullying, where you try to intimidate someone? If you move the capital to Jerusalem, if you move the U.S. Embassy to Jerusalem, we will blow it up. And then everyone says Trump's the bad guy for considering that or for floating that notion out there. It's like, wait a second, what happened here where we're just okay with the bullies, where we're okay with the radical Muslims now dictating what we do? I'm honestly at a loss here. It makes no sense to me. And regardless of whatever you think about this notion to make Jerusalem the capital and put the embassy there, you know, I at least give Trump credit for at least trying to shake things up geopolitically. I mean, at least we have a foreign policy that is something to be there now. With Obama, there was no there. The foreign policy was just take a dump all over America. Yeah, I don't care. At least with Trump, he's trying to move and shake things up. Now, what comes of it, we'll find out. But again, oh, don't go there. The radical terrorists are going to be bad. So Trump's the bad guy. Trump is emboldening the people. Trump is making them violent. It's like, no, they've been violent for thousands of years. How is it Trump's fault?
I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the real red pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate. Because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients. But it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula, working with some scientists and developers. Non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
This is the return of the Republic. And this is the War Room with Owen Schroyer at InfoWars.com/show.
Is just, they just love free speech. I mean, Twitter is just all about free speech. Here's a few stories that just got handed to me. The headline from thedailybeast.com today. Twitter bans some white supremacist who flee to safe space. Oh, that's right. See, that's how they do it. It's just a white supremacist, so it's okay to just erase them. It's okay to dehumanize them. See, that's what they've done now. They've brought back white supremacists. That's what the left has done. Actually, it's funny because it was the left that was the bitter clingers to white supremacy. Now here they are bringing white supremacy back, but blaming their enemies. Wow. Boy, you just, I'm telling you, folks, today is this world. I mean, how much longer can this last? This is from the Huffington Post. Twitter has started its messy purge of neo-Nazi and alt-right accounts. There's their other buzzword. So you see, they dehumanize their opponents by saying white supremacists, neo-Nazis, alt-rights. And that's how they dehumanize. And then they can just get away with basic illegal behavior, assault, banning free speech. So this is what we're dealing with now. You know, if you're conservative, you wear a Trump hat, you might get jumped and beaten. That's just what you get because you're not a human, right? Well, Andrew Torba created Gab as an outlet that was free speech. But what happened to Gab? Well, it looks like, in my opinion, there was some antitrust stuff going on here between YouTube and Google and Facebook and Twitter and Android and Apple. And magically, Gab is no longer available on the Apple App Store or the Google Play Store. Andrew Torba joins me now. Andrew, as Twitter is purging themselves right now of anyone that's conservative, what's going on at Gab?
We're exploding in growth. It has been one of the craziest days since we launched Gab in August of 2016. And when we did so, we said, everybody's welcome here. This is about free speech. I was working and living in Silicon Valley at the time, and I had very close connections, patriots who are inside of Facebook, Twitter, and Google, who warned me that this censorship was coming. This was part of the agenda. I've known this for a very long time, and I've been preaching this stuff for a very long time, and it's very surreal to see it all, you know, sort of happening today in real time.
And it's really duplicitous the way that they tried to label this to make it okay. I mean, if we were really going to label this, we'd be saying, I mean, if we were painting an accurate picture, it'd be Twitter is purging conservatives, Twitter is purging Trump supporters. But what they do is they twist it. They twist it. They say white supremacists, neo-Nazis. See, that's their little buzzwords that they've been using here for a year to associate with Trump supporters. It's just totally inaccurate.
Absolutely. And it's totally inconsistent as well. So, the logic behind the bans today really doesn't seem to add up. It seems very sporadic. And I think that we'll start to see more of a purge, sort of a rolling purge over the next year in preparation for the 2018 midterm elections and also the 2020 presidential elections. These Silicon Valley companies realize that they don't control the narrative anymore. The narrative is in the hands of the people. They don't control the flow of information anymore. The flow of information is in the hands of the people. Alternative networks like yours, like Gab, we are leading the way to defend the free flow of information on the internet and to keep the internet free and open for generations to come. I don't want my grandchildren to not have the internet that I grew up with and the access to information and that free flow of information that I had access to growing up and that we all did.
So what are you doing right now? Because they've tried to act like you don't exist. They've dehumanized you. They've gotten rid of you, on the Apple. They've gotten rid of you on the Android. I mean, how do you compete in this rigged market?
Sure. So what we're doing is we're opening up our API and allowing other third-party developers from around the world to start building on top of the Gab platform. And this is actually originally how Twitter and Facebook and others took off at first because they opened their ecosystem to allow developers to build on it. And that's what we're doing now. So we're going to allow other developers to start submitting their own versions of Gab apps and just flood the app stores with these until eventually one gets approved. And until that time, we're going to continue to evolve our web product and build our Exodus protocol, which is going to be censorship proof. So think of like BitTorrent or Netflix. Email is a protocol that is censorship proof. We're building a social networking communication protocol that any developer in the world can build on and that is censorship proof, completely decentralized and peer-to-peer. So that's what we're actually in the process of building right now, because I was under the assumption that we would be able to operate and build on the free market. And as you said, the free market is rigged. It's not free when you have a duopoly of these, you know, two companies controlling and owning 98% of App Store distribution.
Yeah, it's clearly not a free market when they've decided to erase you from that market. And I've actually got some crew guys. I'm not even sure what that means, but the crew is wondering. They're interested in how to sideload Gab. Are you aware with this?
Yeah. So for Android, device owners, you can actually get our app directly from Gab.ai on our Android page, and you can download the latest version As you can see right here, the screen's up. So you can download that and sideload that onto your device without actually downloading it from the Google Play Store. Unfortunately, Apple doesn't allow this, but a shortcut for that would be we tell our users to open Gab in Safari browser and to click share and then click add to home screen. And what this will do is it'll add an app-like icon to your home screen, and then you can access Gab with one click right from your device. So this is what we're forced to do because they won't let us operate in their markets.
You know, one of the things I think that's kind of tough for you to break through, and it's really tough for all of us to break through, but for you as somebody trying to grow Gab, there's a weird connection that people have to their Twitter accounts, and I'm sure Facebook too. I don't know. Twitter is the only social media I'm on, so I really only know about it there, but there's this weird like loyalty to their Twitter account, this weird connection to their Twitter account where they know all of this is going on. They know it's a rigged market. They know Jack Dorsey's views, and yet they don't want to leave that platform. They're not ready to give it up and to move to a Gab for obvious reasons. Like I said, I mean, you're rigged out of the market. They try to act like you don't exist, but I feel like it's important now for people to realize if you don't invest with the right people, if you don't invest with the good guys, just keep in mind, Twitter will erase you.
Exactly. And that would be my rebuttal there is that if you don't start, sharing content on Gab, even if it's once a day, once a week, it's not like you have to spend all day, every day on Gab. And I don't expect you to. We don't expect you to. People use multiple social networks. You don't have to be exclusive to Gab. But what I would say is that you should at least put in a little bit of effort, because one day you're going to wake up, you have all of your eggs in the one basket of Twitter, and it's going to be gone. That entire audience is going to be gone. There's going to be no way for you to access it. Hopefully you've downloaded your content before you got suspended as well. So, you know, just keep that in mind is that if you spend a little bit of time investing in alternative platforms like Gab, there are others. Spend the time investing in these people that are saying we have a 100% commitment to free speech, and we're going to make sure that we empower dissidents around the world who are being silenced on the internet right now.
Do you know, I haven't actually looked into this, do you know, are any of the Trumps on Gab, Trump Jr., Ivanka, is anyone there using Gab?
Not that I'm aware of, but, you know, a lot of people have anonymous accounts and there's been some rumors. So I can't comment on that exclusively, but to my knowledge, no, they're not officially on Gab yet.
That would be one way certainly to kind of put a hole in the wall that they're trying to build around Gab right now is to get one of the Trumps on there, because then the media would be forced to cover it.
I don't understand. Isn't covering it right now. Like, we're exploding in growth. We're adding 50,000 new users every single quarter. We just raised $1 million this summer. We opened up our new funding round and reserved $1.2 million in 30 some days. We are doing incredible things. We're building out our team. We're building out our platform, and we're going to continue to be empowered as we go forward.
Well, the Twitter purge is on, and you can follow it. I know that people are following it and documenting it right now, all the accounts that are going down without a trace. It could be you next, folks. You never know. It happened to Roger Stone. It's happened to Milo Yiannopoulos. They want to silence conservatives. They want to silence Trump supporters. We'll be right back with Andrew Torba on the other side. Don't go anywhere.
Listen carefully, because I'm about to point out three things that will save you a lot of money while you get high-quality products and fund the info war. A 360 win. Number one, when you choose AutoShip before checkout, we give you 10% off on your order at InfoWarsStore.com. Number two, you're also able to get items that are out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip, because we hold back a surplus for AutoShip customers. Number three, we're giving you free shipping on all orders above $50. Listeners have been requesting this for years because it's so easy to forget to reorder the products that you need each month. Just go to InfoWarsStore.com, select your favorite product or products, click on AutoShip, and choose how often you want us to send you another order. As you know, I coined the term 360 win, and with the new AutoShip feature at InfoWarsLife.com, this is a sure win. 10% off on AutoShip. Win, win, win at InfoWarsLife.com. Free shipping on orders above $50. And all out-of-stock items are never out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip.
Maximize your potential and take your body back with Super Male Vitality. We're breaking the conditioning and fighting back against the globalist war on male vitality. Our ultimate non-GMO formula is sourced from powerful organic herbs that have been gathered from around the world and then concentrated for maximum potency.
Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. InfoWars Life wants to bring you the highest quality products. Our unique combination of ingredients is designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance and creating superior vitality in males. Support your body and mind and take yourself to the next level. Boost your vitality and energize your life. Take control of your body. Grab a bottle of Super Male Vitality today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Why is the fungus? Why is the mold? Why is the yeast taking over? What is going on? What has changed? Dr. Group, the new product, MycoZX, supports normal fungal and yeast balance, proprietary blend of herbs and enzymes made with high quality ingredients.
Yeah, fungus is a growing epidemic, and I've been testing this formula and making changes to this formula for over 10 years.
It's available at InfoWarsStore.com. We also have free shipping, orders $50 or more, and 10% off when you sign up for auto ship. Additionally, on top of that, please, we only have a limited supply of this. I want to get your reviews. I want to hear what you have to say. For me, it's been incredible. MycoZX, antifungal, antifungus, anti-yeast. Get it today. Limited run. It'll be months till we get more. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139. I cannot sell something unless it helps somebody. And you can't support an organization that isn't fighting harder. Look at the response we're getting. We're changing the world together. You are the InfoWar. God bless you all. MycoZX is back. And just like we're game-changing when it comes to politics, when it comes to the economy, we're game-changing on supplements. I want to bring you products from the best research out there, from the best labs, the best laboratories, the best scientists that really change lives. Because I want you to get a great effect. I want you to have a great life, be healthy. I want you to see the results. So you reorder it and tell your friends and family about it. We say a fungus is a scourge, mold's a scourge, and you can't battle it with this in your sinus or other areas, but in your gut, the main area you can. MycoZX, available exclusively. Been out for over 6 months at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Ladies and gentlemen, I only bring you products I use myself. I only bring you products that have been proven to have dynamite effects. MycoZX is back in stock right now at InfoWarsLife.com. Secure yours today.
InfoWars.com/show.
Are you still on Twitter? Have you checked lately? Are you a conservative? Are you a Trump supporter? You may have been purged because, after all, you are a neo-Nazi. You are a white supremacist. That is according to the Daily Beast, Huffington Post, and, of course, Twitter, who is currently purging its platform of these quote-unquote white supremacists that are really just Trump supporters of every different background and ethnicity and race and age and gender and everything. But they just really are filled with so much hate that they have to erase these people from their social media so that they don't have to be faced with them. See, that's what this is really to me, I think, as well, that the left is so weak-minded. They really don't even know how to handle conservative speech other than just to silence it. And that's why you see the behavior you see at these protests. That's why you hear about Twitter now purging conservatives from the platform. I'm joined by Andrew Torba here. Of course, he is the creator of Gab. Andrew, what other media outlets, if any, are even reaching out to you to help promote Gab right now?
Well, here's the thing. We have actually a media blacklist because for the first year of our existence, we gave the mainstream media a shot, a fair shot to cover us fairly. And they, you know, proceeded to call us the Twitter for racists and alt-right Twitter and all this nonsense. When from day one, we said all are welcome. We have an incredibly diverse executive team. And, you know, we've welcomed everybody, you know, from the day that we've opened our doors. And I think here's what's going on right now. You know, JP Morgan, I think just, said praises of Twitter today and their stock started soaring. Well, you know, Twitter is owned by a Saudi prince who's now in jail over money laundering, as we know. It's owned by, hedge funds. It's owned by the likes of Jack Dorsey. All of these people, I think you nailed it. You know, in the free marketplace of ideas, when your idea is garbage, you have no choice but to censor the better ideas. And the best ideas are always going to win. So when their ideas are not winning anymore, and that's empirical through things like Trump getting elected and Brexit and all of these, populist movements all across Europe, when the establishment and the elites are no longer winning, they have no other choice but to censor the speech that is rising in the marketplace. And I think we're going to continue to see this type of stuff happen as we go forward here into 2018 and 2020 and beyond.
You know, I couldn't help but laugh there when you said they call you the Twitter for racist. You know, Jack Dorsey hangs out and is friends with DeRay McKesson. I think that's how you say the guy's name, DeRay McKessonson or something like that. But this man is one of the most vitriolic racist people I've ever seen in my life. He hates white people. I mean, I don't even care. I'm not bothered. If someone hates white people, fine. Hate white people. You know what? Not my problem. But these people exist on Twitter. They're like a dime a dozen. I mean, DeRay McKesson gets to go on Twitter and have anti-white rants all the time. You can go on Twitter right now and probably plug in "I hate white people" into the search bar. You'll probably get 1,000 results. So it's not that they're anti-racism. It's that they're anti-white people, and that's okay. But the whole thing, again, is run by, it's at least started by Jack Dorsey, who's white. So I just had to laugh when they say that Gab is the Twitter for racists, when you can go on Twitter right now and find just as much racism, if not more, on Twitter than you can on Gab.
Absolutely. And you can find it on Tumblr. You can find it on Reddit. You can find it on Facebook. Anywhere you go on the internet that you're looking for quote unquote hate speech, you can find it, especially if it's against white people. That seems to be allowed. That type of hate speech seems to be allowed. And the double standard here is disgusting. You know, they point at us and they call us racists, and yet they allow other racists to malign and say they want to kill white people all over the internet. It's absurd. The double standard of Silicon Valley is absurd, and the people are starting to wake up to it.
Yeah, DeRay McKesson has an award. Did you know that he has an award he gives out called the Coon Train Award?
Really?
He gives out an award. It's called the Coon Train Award. Did you know about that?
I had no idea.
So, right, how is that not racist?
It doesn't make any sense. I mean,
see, that's what I'm saying. If Andrew Torba of Gab wanted to give out a Coon Train Award, he would be called a racist immediately and excoriated by everyone. But McKesson is allowed to give out a Coon Train Award. The only reason I know about this is because he recently, guys, you can look this up. Jesse Lee Peterson, who comes on the show with me, he recently got the Coon Train Award because Jesse Peterson is a Trump supporter, a conservative. So again, this isn't about white or black. This isn't about racism. It's so politics. That's what people need to see about this. This is 100% political driven. This is to silence conservatives, silence Trump supporters. It's not about race. If they cared about race, they'd care about racism against whites. If they cared about race, they'd listen to the black people that like Trump. No, this is a 100% political stunt.
Absolutely. And I think what it is they, like I said before, they know that 2016 was won because of their platforms, because the people, the populist movement used their to get their voice out, and they're not going to allow it to happen again in 2018 and 2020. So we're going to see the censorship improve. And I think that what you expressed earlier, this is all just a guise. They're trying to say, oh, we're just banning the Nazis and the white supremacists and all this stuff. But in the reality, and I hear these stories every single day, it's, a grandma from Kentucky who's getting banned. It's, a Gen Z kid from Pennsylvania who's getting banned. It's everyday, normal, average people. Facebook is banning over 1 million accounts a day. A lot of people don't know that. So I think they're trying to paint this as, oh, we're just getting rid of extremism, when in reality, they're using it to silence, millions of people.
Yeah, and I think the purge of Milo is the best example. This is why they hate Milo Yiannopoulos so bad. They can't call him a Nazi because he's Jewish. They can call him racist all day, but he talks about how he actually likes black men as a homosexual. So they don't,
Yeah, is he married? I don't even know. The point is, they don't know what to do because all of the little buzzwords and the little phrases, they don't stick to him. So that's why they just erase him. And then all of a sudden it's not a problem. But you made an excellent point that hadn't really struck me until you said it. Maybe subtly it kind of hit me, but you just jammed it home. We used their tools to defeat them. I think that's ultimately what rubs them so, I mean, they must be absolutely twisted up in knots inside to know that their tools led to the defeat of their president or who they thought would be their president.
Well, I mean, think about it. They had all the data in the world, all of our personal data. They had all of the money in the world. They had all the elites behind them. They had the media, everybody was in their back pocket, and they still lost because this was the true will of the people. And again, they don't want their platforms to be, a tool to continue this revolution, this cultural and political revolution that we're living through right now. So I think that we're going to start to see more alternatives like us start to rise. And we're going to continue to build for the future of a decentralized internet where none of these companies, no matter how much money, no matter how much engineering talent they throw at it, no matter how much they lobby, they're not going to be able to stop the decentralized web, decentralized finance. We see Bitcoin exploding now. Maybe that's why JP Morgan is backing Twitter so that they can censor all the people talking about Bitcoin, right? So I think that this is going to continue as we go forward here. And this censorship is going to, they're going to double down. They're going to triple down on it.
Well, there's no doubt that they're freaking out because their platforms are being used to promote America First and to promote conservatism. And I think that that's ultimately what has them freaking out. Andrew Torba, the creator of Gab AI, get Gab now before they censor you off Twitter and it's too late. Andrew, thank you for joining us today.
Thanks, guys.
You know, and it's amazing too, as Andrew departs, you think about Silicon Valley and you think about the West Coast and all the technology and all the breakthroughs that come out of there, yet we can't seem to put out a fire.
I am very proud to announce the introduction of the highest quality InfoWars Biome Defense probiotic. We wanted to come out with the largest spectrum of high quality known probiotics that have been proven to improve overall digestion and health and detoxification in the body. Biome Defense is an exclusive blend of 50 billion live and active cultures from over 23 different probiotic strains that are known to support digestion and intestinal function. Our researchers are confident that we have been able to develop what will be the leading probiotic on the market. Secure your Biome Defense in ultra strength or regular strength at InfoWarsLife.com today and get started supporting your digestive system naturally. We've been testing this formula for years, but this is the limited first run to the public, so please take advantage of it today. Support your own health and support the InfoWar. 2017 has been a earth-shaking year. And 2018, guaranteed, is even going to be wilder. In fact, my good friend Stefan Molyneux said it's going to be like the Battle of the Gods, Ragnarok. So get ready, ladies and gentlemen. And that's why, thanking you for all your support, we are extending free shipping store-wide at InfoWarsStore.com into early January and the massive 50 to 67% off all our best-selling items. So ladies and gentlemen, whether it's colloidal silver or Brain Force or Myco ZX or Floralife, they're now back in stock. They're all massively discounted with free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com. Take advantage of it right through the new year in a salute to the InfoWarriors and into a thanks to all of you that have made this operation possible. From myself, the entire InfoWars crew, thank you for your support. Thank you for bringing America back from the edge of death. And thank you for standing against the globalists and their bullying garbage.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Fuel your body with Carnivore, the new digestive enzyme product by InfoWars Life. Digestive enzymes assist in the digestion process and increase the bioavailability of nutrients by breaking down foods into easily absorbable components. They also help prevent discomfort from indigestion caused by fermentation of undigested food particles in the gut. Digestive enzyme production declines as we age. Carnivore is filled with digestive enzymes like those naturally present in the body. Enjoy the full potential of protein-rich foods again. You can eat protein-heavy foods now while minimizing the later indigestion and discomfort commonly associated with high meat diets. Just one pill with every high-protein meal helps increase the bioavailability and absorption of amino acids, the building blocks to your muscles. Carnivore also contains digestive enzymes to help digest fats and carbohydrates so you can fully digest all types of meals. Don't let a meal go to waste. Use Carnivore by InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and secure your bottle now. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Making talk radio great again. It's The War Room with Owen Schroyer. InfoWars.com/show.
Donald Trump said on this video that he likes kissing pretty women and that
you don't?
Sir, can I finish?
You like kissing ugly women?
All right, ladies and gentlemen, believe it or not, there is other news going on out there. Matt Lauer, Rat Lauer, is being exposed. The Dow goes over 24,000. Do you even realize that when Trump was elected, the Dow was at 18,000. It is now up 30% since Trump's election. Wow. Tax cuts could be coming. All kinds of news. Other news we'll get to. But the big story is what's going on in college campuses right now. I experienced today. You could see all that video on the Alex Jones channel on YouTube, the Alex Jones Facebook channel. But Lucian Wintrich experienced this himself. Now, Lucian joins me here. He went to the University of Connecticut to execute his free speech and to address an audience there. There's Lucian there looking sharp. But hey, you were not welcomed. You were not met with a bunch of people that loved you. There were people that protested, wanted to shut you down. Tell us about that experience.
So these far left radical students, they occupied half the seats in the auditorium. I spoke to dozens of young conservatives, young Republicans outside who weren't allowed to enter, weren't able to enter because these students took up all the seats. They didn't let me get through a minute of this speech, which, by the way, the full speech is available on thegatewaypundit.com. It was calling for an end of to racism, to race baiting by the mainstream media. And, of course, the half an hour into the speech, this far left radicalist who what does she do? She's an advisor over at a neighboring community college. She grabs the speech off the lectern so that I wouldn't be able to deliver the rest of it. Oh,
she literally went up to the stage and took it?
She, you know, we, which is wild. We were surrounded, or we had cops on either side. They refused to intervene as these students were getting more and more rowdy. And as these people who
Wait, you're telling me that the racist, bigoted police didn't protect your white privilege ass?
Exactly. I mean, yeah, the left keeps claiming, oh, we can't walk out of the door without getting arrested. Here's what actually happens.
Wow.
You try to deliver a speech, somebody steals it from you, and
they're
then
showing the video right now. This is unbelievable. Oh my gosh, I can't believe you had to put up with this.
You know, they took me into the back. Oh, you might enjoy this. They took me into this back restroom, right? And they had to hold me there because these demonstrators were smashing the windows of the building, throwing smoke bombs in. The cops put me in handcuffs.
Oh my gosh.
They said they were doing it for my safety. They said, you know, as long as you're in handcuffs, if anything happens to you, then we're the ones responsible. So if somebody shoots shoots you will be responsible for that. Don't worry about it. And I was like, no. Take off the handcuffs, please.
Yeah.
I'm fine being responsible for myself. We are in America, after all.
I didn't realize all of this went down. I read the stories. I didn't see the video. I feel bad, man. That's terrible.
Yeah. I mean, we're pressing charges against this woman. And the way the media spins this is wild. They said that I attacked a student. She wasn't a student. She was in her late 30s, early 40s. She's a college advisor at a local community college. She's a known radical leftist.
So not even UConn. Not even UConn.
Not even UConn. No affiliation. She's a radical leftist, okay, who back in the day used to organize Occupy Wall Street protests.
Oh, yeah.
It's wild, and it's wild, to even just see this thing unfold and how the media, portrays it. And then of course we have morons like Ben Shapiro saying, oh, this was so unprofessional. Like, okay, well, you know, next time Ben Shapiro's giving a speech, whoever wants to run up to him, I guess, can mug him, right? And he'll stand there and say, oh, well, you know, this happens.
Wait a second, why is Ben Shapiro saying that? Ben Shapiro's been victimized by the same nonsense.
Oh yeah, well, you know, he's against anything that doesn't appear on the Daily Wire. He's living on his own island in his own reality. It's absolute nonsense. In most states, and I'm sure you know this, in most states, if you're mugged, if somebody takes something from you, right, you can exercise reasonable action to reobtain your property. And we need to stand up for ourselves as conservatives, because if the left starts stealing from us, if they know that, oh, we can run up to the podium and not be charged with anything, get away scot-free, let's do this to every conservative speaker.
And let's be perfectly clear here.
Back the speech.
I have to rehash this scene. So you get to the podium, you're getting ready to deliver your speech. You've already got a situation where just like at the inauguration, they're basically blocking out your supporters. Just like they stopped Trump supporters from getting in, they're blocking your supporters from getting in there and listening. But then you're in there at the podium and they're showing the video now. And that woman comes up, literally rips your speech, approaches the podium, takes your speech away from you.
And you see my hand, Owen, and I'm going for the speech. You can see my left hand. I'm holding her while I'm going for the speech to retrieve the speech.
Well, what are you supposed to do? What do they want you to do? Just take it? Bullying?
You'll see my right hand now holding on to her, and then my left hand grabbing the speech. And as I'm escorted out, you see that I did get the speech back.
See, this is literally, though, this is what they don't understand. This is a Nazi tactic.
Oh, yeah.
Where they think that they're beyond reproach and that they are above the law. So, and they're, oh, we have the moral high ground. I'm taking a white supremacist speech. So they think they can just go and take your speech and they have the right to do so because they think you're a Nazi. No, they should have been the one in handcuffs. She should have been the one that was that was shown off campus, not you.
And, you know, hopefully she will be today. The detective over there at UConn is pursuing my charges against her. I mean, adding to all of the irony behind this entire ordeal, you know, my grandfather was a colonel in the Polish resistance. He fought against the Nazis. And so when these students come in saying, go home, Nazis, we should fight the Nazis. Yeah, I agree with you. My grandfather wrote a book. He literally wrote a book about it. We should be fighting the Nazis. What did the Nazis do, though? They would prevent people with dissenting opinions from speaking. They would exercise completely unlawful action to shut people down. Those are the real Nazis. This woman who's a college advisor is behaving like a real Nazi. And we need to make that abundantly clear.
Okay, I want you to get again, because I'm just trying to rehash this whole scene. So they take you away from the madness. You didn't even get to give your speech. And then you're sitting in the back.
Not a word.
And then they started to vandalize the campus, smashing things?
I had to have a police barricade set up. They led me into a bathroom and closed it off. Students were smashing windows, throwing smoke bombs into the building. All the fire alarms went off. It was a beyond chaotic atmosphere. And then after the cops refused, they kept saying, oh, you're in handcuffs for your own protection. Because if anybody assaults you, then it's just our...
Dude, this is so insane. I mean, how does it feel to drum up so much controversy?
Quite honestly, at the end of the day, I would have really just liked to deliver that speech.
That's what I'm saying. You are not a controversial guy. You just wanted to go speak at the campus.
Listen, I'm a White House correspondent out of D.C. Trying to give a speech against racism, against the race baiting that leftist media does on a day-to-day basis. And the left is so scared to have a speech like that go through because their entire thing functions off of race baiting. They want to say it's not okay to be white. You should be ashamed.
Yeah.
Vote for us and maybe you'll have some sort of relief.
Wait. Was anyone else put in handcuffs that day besides you?
Only the person, literally not even the person who threw the smoke bombs in the building, just one of the people who broke a window. Not the woman. The woman's going to be arrested today. I mean, that's all happening. Right. We're pressing charges against her. But that night, I was really the only person completely wrongfully arrested.
Yeah, you know, I would consider filing a lawsuit against the people that put you in handcuffs. I mean, that is absurd. We're going to be right back. Another segment with Luch and Wintrous. Don't go anywhere.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra pure deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
Matt in Ohio, you're on the air. Another Matt, go ahead.
Yeah, hey, listen, I just wanted to say real quick, I'm a longtime listener of InfoWars, and I just wanted to say that the T-shirts that you guys are offering are absolutely fantastic, and that really is a great way to deal with this battle in the InfoWar. It might seem like a simple thing, but particularly these slogan T-shirts that you guys got up right now are absolutely amazing.
Well, thank you. My favorite new one is the Don't Tread on Me, but said it says Won't Tread on Me, and it's a big Dayglo snake, Gadsden snake, and then it's got the American flag, InfoWars.com on the right arm. I mean, that's a great way just to meet like-minded people and spread the word and also exercise free speech. And the newest one is Trigger Warning T-shirt. Trigger Warning T-shirt, which is the symbol of a trigger with a yield sign, and then InfoWars.com on the back. That is the new shirt of the month, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Introducing Floralife, the new probiotic line developed exclusively by InfoWars Life after years of research on the human microbiome. Not all probiotics are made the same. Floralife probiotics use a unique targeted delivery system that bypasses the stomach and releases directly into the intestines for maximum effect. This is critical because stomach acid kills most probiotics. So if you don't have a targeted delivery probiotic, then you're cheating your gut health and your wallet. Floralife supports your body's core, where you need it most, including digestion, regularity, immunity, the gut lining, and metabolism.
Did you know that over 80% of your immune system is located in your gut? That's why increasing gut probiotic levels is so important for overall health. FloraLife is sold as a 15 billion probiotic for everyday maintenance care and a 50 billion probiotic for a 30-day advanced gut restoration program. Head to InfoWarsLife.com to pick up your bottle of FloraLife probiotics today. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
I have to tell you, watching the video of Lucian being arrested really ticks me off, really rubs me the wrong way. Just like it would for anyone else that gets wrongfully arrested or handcuffed or put down. It doesn't matter what your ethnic background is or your skin color is. That sucks to watch. And, you know, I've never talked about this because I don't want to make this a story. I don't want to talk about myself because you can see the results and what happens when you talk about this. I brought this up today, though. One of the biggest arguments that people make when talking about white versus black racism is, look at how black people go to jail versus white people. So they make this assumption that if you're white, you can't go to jail. And sure, there might be some institutional problems there. I think it's more of a socioeconomic issue. But so I raise the point today when they keep saying this stuff, because that's their number one argument. Look at the numbers of black people getting jailed versus white people. So they assume if you're white, you've never been to jail. So I said, look, I've been to jail. In fact, I would bet that of all the black people here saying I'm privileged because I'm white, I bet I've been to jail more than any of them. So then what's their response? Oh, now you're bragging about being in jail. No, see, I'm making a counterpoint that when you break the law, you get arrested. It's not because I'm white. It's because I broke the law. And then they twist it and they contort it and they can't have it. So Lucian, I got to tell you, when I saw you getting handcuffed, there is nothing worse. And it's the same thing. This is why black people get upset. I understand why they get upset when they see the stories about, you know, all the police brutality that CNN shoves down their throat and tries to paint that is the only thing that happens between police and black people, which is inaccurate. But you can understand why they would get upset with that. That's why I get upset when I saw what happened to you. I mean, I still am in shock. I mean, have any groups reached out to you? How about the ACLU? Have you heard from the ACLU?
Yeah, I haven't. Plenty of lawyers reached out, and a few of them are handling the case pro bono, and we are proceeding with that. Just to touch upon an issue you just brought up. Yeah, people don't realize, especially on the left, they don't realize how it's not only damaging for white people, right? So young white kids, and you'll see these videos on YouTube of a white 10-year-old male saying, you know, I feel so embarrassed because I'm white. I feel so awful that I'm part of this system of oppression. And then you also have to look at it from the black perspective, right? A young black guy logging onto Facebook, logging onto Twitter, seeing these obscene articles from CNN to Huffington Post saying, if you're black, you'll never get ahead in America. We're living in this white supremacist culture. There's no bother. What sort of environment is that to bring up young people in general, regardless of race? It's toxic. And that's what I was trying to address during my speech. If the university and if the cops on duty allowed it to happen, listen to this, and this is wild. We haven't fully confirmed this yet, but Susan Herbst, at the president of UConn, she's making $800,000 a year. $800,000 a year, and it really does seem to us that she told these officers, some of whom were Trump supporters, to stand down during this speech. You can see if you watch the full footage that I asked them multiple times if they will remove these rowdy people who don't go to the school. They refused. They only intervened after I got my speech back.
All right. So again, I just, when you make these important points, I like to have you just restate them. So you're saying that it's your understanding that the president of UConn basically created an environment of which it was okay for you to have your speech stolen and for you to basically get bullied. That was something that the president directly can be held responsible for, you think?
Oh, well, she can definitely be held responsible for it. During this speech, I approached them multiple times and I said, can we contain this situation? People are getting rowdy. This is getting out of control. Can we have them removed? And they said, we were told that, that they have the right to demonstrate in here also. Okay, listen, if somebody's trying to give a speech, and I'm sure if they actually listened to the speech, they would have agreed with multiple points that I made. The media is race baiting. The leftist media is race baiting, and it's up to us to stop that. Cause it is,
well, isn't that the whole point though? I mean, I think that that point is literally proven in this story where I guarantee you those people protesting you probably have never read one of your stories. They probably don't even know who the Gateway Pundit is or who you work for or who you write for. But because you're white or because you've been identified as a Trump supporter, well, now it's okay. See, you're less than human.
So, I mean, and here's a little game I like to play. Imagine if the speech was called It's Okay to Be Black, right? First of all, I'm sure if anybody if anybody was giving a speech called It's Okay to Be Black, the media would freak out initially and say it's just okay to be black. It's not fantastic. You don't want to go overboard with that. No, it's just okay to be black. I want to give the speech. And then imagine if somebody stole while this person was giving an It's Okay to Be Black speech, stole the speech from under their hands and the black person retrieved it. And then the black person was arrested.
Oh my gosh.
Can you imagine how that would play out in the media?
Dude, if you were black, you would have already been interviewed by CNN 5 times. You might even have your own show. MSNBC would give you your own weekend show. You'd probably get an opinion column in the New York Times and the Washington Post.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
And you might even get some sort of award from the ACLU.
I'd be Times Person of the Year.
Oh yeah.
I mean, it's really wild. And the more we expose this hypocrisy, which was the point, it's okay to be white as a tagline that started on 4chan. And their intention was to expose the hypocrisy of the left, to show that the left really doesn't want people to think that it's just okay even to be white. If you're white, you should feel deep guilt and regret every single day. So they hate when we try to change that narrative.
I mean, it sounds crazy. Like, people will hear you say that, and if they're not familiar with the situation, they're like, oh, look at this crazy guy. But no, that's why you go give these speeches. You prove it in real time. That's why I go down to Texas State University and confront them on their paper publishing a story about how white people need to die. I mean, it's sad that that's kind of the low level that it's reached where we can't even actually, like, our goal isn't even to have a critical debate or discourse with these people because we can't have it. We just have to literally put ourselves out there and then say, hey, watch, look at how these people respond, and then you make a judgment call.
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, the left is terrified that when people hear us speak, when they hear the rational relationship we're trying to get across, they're going to lose voters. Because the points we're making and the hypocrisy we're exposing, it ruins them. It ruins their narrative. And they need, with all their might, to maintain that narrative. So they'll arrest us for just trying to express something, trying to explain what we're actually fighting against.
Well, it's too bad. I know that it takes a lot of effort to organize these events. You obviously prepared a speech, you went through all the rigmarole to get this done, and then you get shut down. You get shut down by leftists and liberals and honestly the biggest hate group in America. I mean, if you really want to get down to it, these people complain, they cry KKK, they cry Nazi, they all of these groups that are so dead and gone, it's ridiculous to even bring them up is to give them more credit than they deserve in these days. But the real hate group, I mean, you want to talk about the biggest hate group in America, it's Democrats, it's leftists, it's liberals, and we prove this time and time again. When does the Overton window shift? When do we cross the threshold of the narrative officially changing from, okay, the Nazis aren't actually implementing any policy. The KKK isn't actually, they don't have a mandate. Maybe the hate really actually falls on the other group here. Do you think we can cross that threshold?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, look, they love putting these hate groups on display. These groups make up a couple thousand people in a country of millions and millions. And they love pointing to a couple hateful people and claiming that it's all of conservatives, all of Trump supporters, all of the right. Now, which side of the argument is publishing these stories that, we hope that this shooter was a white man? Toxic masculinity. They're creating a highly racially volatile atmosphere. And as I've seen you do every day, we're fighting against it. And that terrifies them. We need to continue the fight. Well, and if somebody steals from us, we need to grab our property back.
Exactly. But you're not even allowed to stand up for yourself anymore. I mean, that's the crime now. You can't even stand up for yourself. But the most amazing thing is, I mean, the double standards reach far and wide where I present this article and I'm like, how can you say there's no racism against white people? Look at the article that was just printed. And then they say, but we removed that article. And I say, okay, well, how are blacks being, you know, how is there racism? Slavery. We ended slavery. I mean, the double standards here are beyond. Lucian, 10 seconds left. What parting words do you have for the audience?
Ollie, keep fighting the good fight. We need to keep standing up for ourselves. Because when the left thinks that they have the ability to shove us around, to steal from us, they're only going to go further. We need to end.
Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to secure your canister. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we've brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Super Male Vitality, and so many others. With its unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects, this formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. And this part is most important. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. And rest assured, you're fighting the tip of the spear in the info war. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out.
Top scientists and researchers agree. We are being hit by toxic weapons in the food and water supply that are making us fat, sick, and stupid. So what do we do about it? Well, for starters, don't just sit there and take it. Fight back with the all-new supercharged Brain Force Plus and feel the rush without the crash. Brain Force Plus is the next generation of advanced neural activation and nootropics. And now we've added a brand new ingredient called black pepper fruit extract that gives you an added kick. Other ingredients include vitamin B12 and neurological tonic and cognitive enhancers that will allow you to flip the switch and supercharge your state of mind. It's the real deal. Brain Force Plus. Secure your bottle right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.